awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. The return of Steve-O.
To the world, I was only gone a day, right?
No.
Gosh.
A day was like 1,000 years. No. And 1,000 years was like a day.
Boom. Yeah, I was trying to remember and then realized it's only Tuesday.
You'll never remember.
Oh, and what a happy Tuesday it is.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
We are here. I'm alert.
He's alert. He's awake.
I am. Man, I am still so out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
So did you guys talk about it yesterday?
You had a whirlwind weekend. We
yeah,
did, but
okay.
I'm sure everybody is wanting to know
right.
how it all turned out. I mean, we announced that he was okay.
Yes, he's doing yeah. well. Scary weekend, though. Really, really scary weekend.
Scary.
So it started on Friday evening, and progressed all the way through the weekend. My son was in the hospital. Thanks to everybody who was praying.
Tons
of
people.
I got more emails / not Facebook. What's the other one? Instagram.
Twitters/texts
than I've ever received in my life.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Man, that is wow.
Yeah. So, thanks to everybody who's praying for my son, because he's home. He is on some crazy antibiotics, but other than that, nothing else. So, no fever right now.
He's back to his old crying
yeah.
self. He's crying about not getting bananas and
yeah, pretty
when
much.
His mom walks off.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So, man, his little arms are so sore.
Are they?
His bruises everywhere.
He had a little splint or something.
Yeah, he had a splint so that he wouldn't pull out his IV because he had an IV, you know, so.
Oof.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I have 3 boys and Jack's 10, Luke's 8, and little Broads is a year. And this is the first time we've ever, you know, had to stay in the hospital for any extended amount of time. Usually, you know, the ER visit or the
yep.
stitches here or the, you know, something that boys do. Never, ever anything like that, so.
He had a crazy, his fever got up to 106.5.
It was pretty intense.
And then it went away.
My favorite is when it gets like that and then the doctors are going, you know, yeah, it's a really dangerous place. Get up to like 106 and you've got to start talking about permanent brain damage. And, you know, I'm like, hey, cool, man. Right on. Right on.
There's this thing they don't teach you in medical school.
Yeah.
It's called tact.
Yeah. So
learn it.
Cool, man. Thanks. Thank you.
You can use it in more than medical situations.
Meanwhile, the TV's on in the background and it's like, they have so many channels, but nothing is on because somehow they didn't have Fox, so we didn't get to watch the football games.
Ugh.
But that was like the least of my concerns.
Right.
So, it was pretty interesting because then in the background you got like Dateline on and it's all, you know, super
Dateline.
Intense, gnarly, whatever. It was pretty crazy. Did you just...
But you made it out.
I did. I made it out. How did I just get... Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a group.
I'm like, what are you doing? Are we doing the morning show?
No.
Today's a great day. We've got a lot lined up for this day. Special guests in the studio, possibly?
Possibly. We're going to have some phone guests.
We are. Last week, we were honored to have Cody from The Wedding, Cody Driggers.
Yes.
Kicking it with us. And it was a pretty good idea.
It was a good idea.
So this week, we have another guest artist for New Music Tuesday going to be hanging out with us. Artists. Plural.
Last week... Tim and Stephanie, Tim in House of Heroes, and Stephanie, his wife, used to be Stephanie Smith, solo artist.
Yeah.
They've released a project called Copper Lily, where they are singing together.
Yes.
And it came out last week, and it hits iTunes or something happens this week.
Oh, okay.
And so they're going to come be on the show via the phone lines.
There you go.
And they're not only going to just talk to us about their stuff, but we sent them some songs that we are possibly adding for New Music Tuesday, and they are going to critique them.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So another guest artist this week to help us critique the new music, and they gave us their input as well on, hey, here's some good stuff.
Yeah.
In the form of new Copper Lily.
Yes.
So I'm excited. We got a lot of new music to get to today. It's back to work.
Back to work.
Back to life. It's weird because it's only Tuesday, so really I was only gone one day, but for me, I swear I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Feels like you've been gone a month.
Because we were, you know, quarantined in this little room.
Yeah, they... Maybe not so much for the show, but for you guys.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
In the hospital.
Monday we got to go home, so, yeah. Ooh.
In the hospital.
Fun little room.
And even though it was only a couple miles away from home, it felt like it was forever.
Oh, yeah, because you're staring out the window at, like, the city that you know, knowing that, you know. There was a moment where one of the nurses was like, hey, if you guys need to go home, get some sleep, there's a couple of us on, you know, call here. We're working here, da-da-da-da-da. So if you want to just leave Brody and, you know, go home.
Is this the hospital of bad ideas? Is that what's going on? Hey, here's another bad idea. And you'll pay for it. That's what they weren't telling you. They were like, yeah, if you guys want to go home, it's going to cost you an extra $3,000, but that's fine.
Oh, man. It was, needless to say, it was interesting. But I've never felt more, this is going to sound terrible.
Yes?
I've never felt more dependent upon God.
Really?
I've never felt so helpless in my entire life.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Ever.
I want
so people we will to, definitely, yeah.
I want people to understand what was going on.
So, yeah, we'll definitely talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It'll I feel, go perfectly with our special guest coming in.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Last week he didn't make it. Hopefully he will this week.
Yep. We've been promised.
We've been promised, and we have reached out.
And so,
you know,
when Alesco throws down a promise, boom. It's happening.
It's got to happen.
So we will see him in the 7 o'clock hour.
And if it doesn't happen, it makes me rethink my faith.
Right, Jesse?
Right, Jesse?
Thankfully, I have a story that will encourage your faith. So
good.
We'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. On the way, we got birthdays.
Woo!
If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com.
We've already got one birthday shout-out.
Boom!
Send yours in. Get them in here.
Studio at mystaticradio.com. Breaking news coming up at 6:30. Right now, some number one gum for you. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static!
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news now for you from me as a present.
Boom!
Okay.
Yeah.
I read this off of a sheet of paper. And this is when I get frustrated. When in breaking news, there are statements such as this. I figured out why Dennis Rodman has entered rehab. That's it. That's all it says.
And it then, doesn't.
And then there's a joke.
Wow.
Oh, here it is. I figured out why Dennis Rodman's entered rehab. Turns out the guy's addicted to frequent flyer miles. But yeah.
I'm not even giving that
breaking news. Threats to the Olympic Games are pouring in. I saw something about this yesterday.
Yeah,
like a terrorist organization.
I will say the one thing that I was able to catch up on while in the hospital,
the news. The news.
Because it was just always on in the background.
Yeah.
So even though I didn't really want to watch the news, always.
Maybe you can correct some of these things.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is set.
Well, yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
That's all it says, though. I don't have any more information.
Mateo, who's in the Super Bowl?
Football.
Yeah, but what team?
Broncos and Seahawks.
Okay.
I just want to, I'm making sure you're on your game. You're out of your element because you're very sleepy.
Yeah.
And so I'm making sure.
For some reason, our floor on the hospital was the only floor didn't have Fox. The doctor was even like, are you sure? Because I was just watching the Niner-Seahawks game in another patient's room. And I said, yeah, I'm sure. Oh. I'm really sure.
That's got to be frustrating.
And the funny thing is the doctor was from Seattle.
Oh.
And so she was talking to us about it. And I'm like, well, so obviously you care. Can you help us?
Help us, lady.
Help us get Fox on our floor. She's like, oh, well, I don't care. I'm not really a Seahawks fan.
Was that the one that had the grovelly voice?
The grovelly voice.
Like, no. Like real raspy.
No.
Oh,
that was the one that was recovering from bronchitis. That was one of the nurses. She was really nice.
She was a nice lady.
She was great. Dude, they were all really nice.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Upstairs.
A freight train derailed on a Philadelphia bridge blocking traffic. I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about something else.
Yes.
New York's old and dilapidated LaGuardia Airport is undergoing a $3.6 billion makeover.
Wow.
I wonder if that's going to be on one of those TV shows where they take the house and flip it or whatever. we're flipping LaGuardia, and then they're in there and it's like, I don't like this conveyor belt. So what I've done is I've brought in a more modern touch. It's got this blue color now.
That's what happened in the Denver airport, and now it's freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, we
and
just
like
wanted
Hitler's
to...
Hitler's ghost haunts it.
We wanted to bring in a little more vision to the airport. What's that guy in the gas mask doing with all those children?
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever seen that mural?
Yes.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Why is that not creepy? That's creepy on every level.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
I had actually never been to the Denver airport until this last year.
Oh,
ever.
Man.
And so I never knew what everybody was talking about until recently, and now I get it.
You're like, whoa!
It's so creepy.
And the like the horse out there, mm-hmm. I know it's like a Bronco, but its eyes glow red at night. What? So whoever designed that was like, hey, I got some tricks I want to play.
Yeah.
Just let me do it.
Or they were in the hospital for a bunch of days and then got out and were still sleep deprived, so all their ideas they thought were incredible were probably just lack of sleep.
A little psychotic.
If they had just slept for a solid 12 more hours, they probably would have been back to normal.
That's all you need, man.
I know!
Now that Iran has complied, regarding its nuclear program, the U.S. is easing its sanctions against the country, opening the way to friendlier cultural exchanges.
Yeah.
You saw this.
I saw this. This is real. Apparently the U.N. came in and they are in compliance in their uranium enrichment program, like their gnarliest one. They pulled the plug on.
Really?
Yeah. And so...
That's good.
Yeah. And so I guess we're easing up some sort of like economic whatever.
Awesome.
So that we can begin trading with them and... I don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah, because they don't have a super secret one underground anywhere.
I always get confused. Like, I understand... I don't understand. I understand their reasoning behind it. I don't think it's right. But like when terrorists attack, you know, it's like, your country is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, but come on now. You're watching all of our movies.
And that's exactly
what
happened,
though.
You're
eating all of our food.
That's why they have the uranium enrichment program. Because they were wanting to, in turn, find a way to create plutonium through the uranium. So that they could give it to Doc Brown because they've seen it. Because doesn't he steal it from the Iranians in the beginning?
The Iranian nationals?
Yeah.
Something like
and
that.
And then they come and they take him out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Marty's got to go back in time.
Prophecy.
In a DeLorean.
Prophecy.
And I'm just saying.
Who's Marty?
McFly.
No, I mean, who is Marty McFly?
Oh.
Do we know him?
I don't know. Stever?
Were the names changed?
You may recall he said... It's the Libyans.
Libyans! Libyan nationalists. That's what it
is. Gosh.
You're right. Okay.
Steve, remember I haven't slept.
It's not
a prophecy. I don't recall.
No, I'm glad he was here.
I am too.
I was starting to think that it was a prophetic move.
Sorry, Iranians. You guys are all right. Yeah, it was the Libyans.
Sorry, Libyans. No, not sorry to you, Libyans. Unless you're a Libyan and you're listening, then I'm sorry. You're probably offended. I'm going to move on. Hollywood announced that the work on the Batman Superman movie has been delayed. At first, there were reports that it was because of an injury that Ben Affleck had sustained on
set.
Now
they're saying,
but I read that the injury is not that serious.
Okay, good.
He is. There's certain things he can't do now for a few months, but it was not like because he was at some award show the other night, just walking around.
Fine. Yeah.
But it's everything else.
I'm willing to bet they really truly are. Filming two movies side by side.
They could be.
I really believe that.
They could be.
They pushed it. It was coming out the day after my birthday. It was going to be like the greatest birthday movie of all time.
Now, here's the controversial part, because the new release date is the same weekend as a release date that Marvel has already claimed for an unnamed movie yet. So what this means is DC has said, oh, yeah? Batman, Superman, the same day as you, Marvel, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to go see both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I started reading about that, and it's as yet unnamed, but the list of possible movies for that weekend, you got like Iron Man 4 on that list.
I think it'll either be Thor 3, Captain America 3, or possibly an Incredible Hulk movie. That's what I think, because I don't think they'd go with a B-lister like Doctor Strange.
They can't now.
Yeah.
Because Doctor Strange was number one on that list that I read, and it was like, you would get destroyed.
Yeah, you can't.
Everyone would go see Batman, Superman. What you going to do, Marvel? They were saying in the article that someone's going to balk. Somebody's going to balk and move it.
Yeah, because, the one I read, too, this is really interesting, because I've never gotten this in-depth about movie release dates or whatever.
Right.
But apparently, Warner Brothers has a trend for releasing movies around July 4th and later. Like, think about The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises. Man of Steel came out, I think, in June, so that one doesn't count. But dating back to Twister, when they released Twister at the end of the summer in 94 or whatever, and it, like, so what happens is all the other studios release their big tent poles at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
And then Warner Brothers comes in and releases a huge one at the end of the summer, and it rides out the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
And so this guy that was writing it was like, you're being stupid.
Yeah.
If you would move, if you're trying, you're like, you know, pretty much it's become like a pissing contest now.
Right.
When you could just, because that date, like July, is open.
I know.
It's wide open.
It's my birthday week.
He was like, why don't you move it to a year later?
Yeah.
And that's probably the thing. They probably didn't want to move it, so they were like, it's only 10 months. But they're like, come on, man, two more months?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They're going to release it in May and then go, guess what, August? Justice League, same summer.
That would be crazy.
That's never happened before. Because remember, you know, when they film movies side by side or like The Hobbit, you know, it's like,
always a year
next
later.
Year.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if they actually put a sequel out like months later?
I don't know.
I understand why they wouldn't, because then, you know, the first one's not going to get as much cash. And but
they just
on.
Need to make sure it's come a good on. Movie.
Yeah.
Because they delayed Man of Steel, and Man of Steel came out, and I absolutely loved it.
Me too.
Loved it. But it wasn't the movie I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I did think it was going to be better than it was. I wasn't disappointed. It's just I wasn't completely blown away
right.
like I thought I was going to be. Anyway. Yeah, so they pushed back Batman, Superman. We'll see what happens. You never right. know. A Japanese airline is in trouble for a racist commercial denigrating Westerners. Uh-oh.
What? Okay.
Yeah, well, I got something to say to you, Japanese people. Doritos is releasing shrimp mayonnaise-flavored Doritos in Japan.
Gross.
Because apparently that's what you guys like.
That's disgusting.
That's my only comeback. I don't have to say anything else. Shrimp mayonnaise chips. Gross.
Ugh.
The number one movie at the box office is a comedy called Ride Along, starring Kevin Hart as a man forced to ride along with a cop. This is when you know the collective consciousness of America is very bored. There's nothing else going on. I'll go watch that cop movie.
The funny thing is when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible.
It's probably funny. Kevin Hart's funny.
He is. Gosh.
Okay, have you heard about the Jamaican bobsled team?
Yes!
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Did I not tell you that all I did was watch the news?
Well, the last thing
you know
I read about
cool
it.
Cool runnings clips I saw?
I bet you saw a ton. The last thing I saw about it said
the
that they didn't think
feel
they were going to get to go. Because,
really?
Yeah, it's like they qualified, but they didn't have the money.
Oh, man.
But the Jamaican bobsled team is heading to the 2014 Sochi Olympics, and they have some internet do-gooders to thank for footing the entire bill.
Wow.
The unlikely team accepted an invitation to compete next month's Winter Olympics, the first time the Jamaican team has competed since 2002 in Salt Lake City. But despite the invitation, the two-man Jamaican bobsled team had another hurdle, the $80,000 they needed to raise to make it to Russia. Jamaican Olympic officials said they would cover all travel costs, but the bobsled team needed to raise the money for equipment, including runners for the sled.
Wow.
That's when the internet stepped in.
Man.
Three separate fundraisers have popped up to cover the expenses, some with no real connection to the Jamaican bobsled team at all. One grassroots fundraiser on CrowdTilt already has over $60,000. A separate Indiegogo campaign run by Jamaica's Olympic organization has pulled in close to $30,000.
Wow.
Another boost came from the Reddit community, which came up with another $30,000. Wow.
Hey, and, community, if you guys want to help out.
Yeah, hey, we're from Jamaica. We got a bobsled team.
Yeah. And,
not really.
One of the Jamaican bobsled team guys' son was just in the hospital, and it's like, cool grand, you know. So if you guys want
just to think about this station as the Jamaican bobsled team.
Not allowed to be funny about that. Okay. Just kidding. We're obviously just kidding.
We're just kidding. Give us your money.
Stop it. We're just kidding. I just got the look of death.
The look of death. Hey, whoa. Last week, a skydiver somehow survived a 12,000-foot plunge into a parked van.
Are you serious?
He survived.
What?
He was, of course, severely injured and required more than $33,000 worth of emergency transport and surgery, putting him into serious debt. Thankfully, the internet has stepped in again and rallied and raised nearly $50,000 for the man and his family to pay for the surgery and follow-up care.
That is amazing.
Wow. Ben Cornick, who has made more than 1,000 jumps, lost control of his parachute as he attempted to jump in Fiji, which is where the Truman Show wanted to go. and eventually crashed into the van at more than 40 miles per hour. The surgeries were a success, and Cornick seems to be in good spirits, even though he's facing another 3 weeks in the hospital.
Wow.
Now that would suck.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 3 weeks
no,
in the hospital?
No.
So much Dateline, Steve-O.
Oh,
so much Dateline every night.
And not great food.
Oh.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, we need to talk. We need that guy that does the food revolution or whatever.
Yes.
He needs to come in and change up the hospital game a little bit. That's
well,
what I think.
Well, I think they have to keep it, like, bland because, you know, to accommodate everyone. Because think about it. There could be somebody in there with, like, really high blood pressure, and it's like, you can't have sodium right now.
Maybe so. Or they're just trying to keep everybody sick so they don't have to leave. It's so funny to go into a hospital and it's like, what are we getting for food? They brought in the beef stew I put in quotation marks for you guys.
Yeah.
And it was like, what is that gelatinous thing?
Yeah.
I feel like you could dump the cup over and it would just wiggle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blah, blah,
I ate the whole thing.
Oh,
I
did it. You did it.
I ate the whole thing.
He don't even care, y'all.
Well, what else was I going to do?
I don't. You had no other options.
I know.
That's what's crazy. Here's another crazy thing. In Detroit, well, Detroit's in trouble. We all know that. It's bankrupt.
It's Detroit.
It's the most bankrupt city right now.
Yeah.
It's practically begging people to live there. That's true. You can buy houses there for so cheap.
They should have done that Bat Kid thing in Detroit because San Francisco got all that love because they did that Bat Kid thing out there. But it's like, well, yeah, it's San Francisco. Everybody already loves San Francisco.
That's true.
Should have done it in Detroit, Bat Kid.
They got Rice-A-Roni.
I'm just saying.
They have beautiful landscapes.
Just saying. What's Detroit got?
Well, anyway. They sold off, it almost sold off its fine art. Detroit needs a hero.
Yeah.
Or at least a large metallic reproduction of a fictional hero connected to an upcoming movie reboot. That's right. The remake of RoboCop comes out next month.
Mm-hmm.
We will see that. And Detroit's own Venus Bronze Works is working on a mold for the city's planned 10-foot monument to the half-human, half-mechanical, all-fictional law enforcement officer.
Wow.
Mind you, the city hasn't actually said yes to the statue yet. In 2011, Mayor Dave Bing called the project silly, and its backers are still looking for a place to put it. But the idea was funded on Kickstarter to the tune of $67,000.
Okay.
It's so funny to see what people will actually invest money in.
FYI, coming up the end of April... Our spring fundraiser.
Oh, man.
Static Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit organization.
We listen to support it!
So before you dip into another Kickstarter to make a bronze statue of Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yes.
Or something crazy like that.
Fictional.
Yeah.
Not a real person.
Or a bottle of scotch that comes in a crystal bottle.
That's another thing that happened.
We could totally use your help for this ministry.
That bottle of scotch that he's referring to.
And that I am allowed to say.
He is. We are listener supported. You are a listener, so support us.
Yeah.
Simple math.
Yeah.
A rare bottle of Macallan whiskey has set a world record for the most expensive single malt whiskey sold at an auction. The 6-liter bottle of the highly sought after Macallan M.
Mm-hmm.
In a crystal decanter, fetched $628,205 at Sotheby's auction in Hong Kong. That is your breaking news.
That one bottle of scotch would sustain Static Radio for a year.
Oh, my gosh. And then that would sustain Static Radio for only a year.
Yeah.
So we need at least 25 of those.
Yeah. We'll just start collecting them now. No
That's
bigs.
Right. I said 25.
We'll just start eBaying crystallized bottles of scotch or whatever it was.
We in this for the long haul, folks.
Gosh.
You're not getting rid of us.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's it. That's breaking news. Let's move on to some birthdays.
Boom! Stever! Time for birthdays.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
The 21st day of 2014.
Booyah!
Booyah.
344 days remaining. And we're celebrating birthdays.
Steve,
yeah, we are.
If they were going to build a statue to a fictional character in Albuquerque, who would it be?
A fictional?
Yes. Fictional character.
Because I know who it would be.
I know who it would be, too.
Bugs Bunny.
Walter White.
That's exactly who I was going to
exactly.
say.
And there would be a Jesse statue.
Couldn't it be like... Couldn't they do it of Hank instead so that we'd actually have a bronze statue of a hero instead of a villain?
No.
Because he's a villain.
No, but this is the ABQ, man.
I know.
This is the ABQ.
But you're right. That's who it would be.
It would be
Walter
White.
That's like the biggest claim to fame right now.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'd be Bugs.
Why would it be Bugs? Because
he took
a left
turn.
Yeah.
Should have taken
a left
at Albuquerque. Maybe we'll just have him pointing left right off the freeway, right outside of Albuquerque.
Maybe so.
There you go. So anyway, hey, speaking of birthdays real quick, can I just say, my beautiful wife spent her entire birthday in a hospital room, not moving, saying anything, didn't even mention that it was her birthday to a single person. She was just taking care of her son, and she's an incredible woman, and I love her.
She's a mom.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she happy birthday, Chrissy Late.
All right.
You know, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I am. It's Gina Davis's birthday.
Gina Davis?
Yeah, she was in Commander-in-Chief, Beetlejuice, Thelma and Louise, and A Long Kiss Goodnight.
Aw.
She was in a movie that filmed here in Albuquerque. Speechless.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else was she in? She's Gina Davis. You mentioned the best one already, so.
How old is Gina Davis?
Oh, man.
71?
Stop it. Gina Davis? Are you thinking of Betty White?
Maybe.
She's Gina Davis. Oh, she was in League of Their Own.
Oh, okay.
She was in Beetlejuice.
She was the pitcher. Oh. No, the catcher.
Yeah. 70. No, I'm kidding. 62?
Man, I'll say 60.
58.
Yeah. Oh, we have a listener birthday.
All right.
Shout out from Sylvia to Peter Crum, who lives in Membries.
Okay.
I don't know. He celebrated his birthday last Tuesday. She forgot, but happy birthday to you, Peter, today. It's late.
A week late.
Blame Sylvia. Blame Sylvia.
It is golfer Jack Nicklaus' birthday.
Yes. Oh, now you can go high.
Okay. I'm not going to Colorado.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's a drug reference.
Yeah, I got it.
That's why it was funny. Because they just legalized marijuana.
Yeah,
no, I'll explain it to you. 68.
Oh, I'll say 73.
He is 74.
Ah!
I never watched this. So
what?
Boo Boo Stewart's birthday. Boo Boo is in apparently the Twilight Saga, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn.
Like Honey Boo Boo?
Honey? Ugh.
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Her name's Boo Boo.
Boo Boo Stewart.
I believe that he is also playing.
Oh, it's a boy.
I think he's playing Bishop in Days of Future Past.
What?
Not kidding. If I'm right, he's playing somebody in Days of Future Past, and I think that's who it is.
Boo Boo Stewart is 34.
32.
20.
20.
Gosh.
Dang, he's young.
Yeah. He is. He is, and he's got probably millions of dollars. All righty. Move on. Did what I've always done. Oh, there you go. It's this guy's birthday. Wrote me a little
song. Is it Country Carmen's birthday?
Nope.
On top of the hill. On top of the hill. Figure out why. Who is this?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
Mac Davis's birthday.
Mac Davis. I do not.
You may remember that song, Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me. That was Mac Davis.
I don't know
this
guy.
No idea who this is. I'm assuming this is older.
It's, it's from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
From the 70s.
I mean, he had his own variety show.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say he is 67.
I'll say, yeah, that's a good guess. 68.
He's 72.
72! Okay, I was wrong. That guy's not playing in Days of Future Past.
Oh, okay.
It's in something else.
Oh, were you wrong?
Yes.
Wrong.
Dominion?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what he's not who I thought he was. I was wrong, guys.
80s drama's got to have sax, right?
Yes.
Sax.
It's got to.
Yep. 2010 drama's got to have. Never mind.
Okay.
Yep.
I know this.
From L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
She played Ann Kelsey. Jill Eikenberry.
Hey. She was in L.A. Law.
L.A. Law, that's what
yeah.
it was. I'm going to say 61.
54.
67.
Oh, okay.
You guys ever watch L.A. Law?
Never.
No, I recognize the theme music.
Yeah.
I think that was probably a show that would come on when I had to go to bed.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I know the music.
NBA Hall of Famer.
No, not Michael Jordan. That's February 17th.
Akeem Olajuwon.
Akeem Olajuwon.
It's the reason why my wife is a Houston Rockets fan.
That's why you named your son Akeem Olajuwon.
Akeem the Dream Jeter. He is 53.
48.
Kim Olajuwon is 51.
Oh!
Right in there somewhere.
Yeah, like...
Hey, nice we were close.
One of the tenors.
Pavarotti.
No.
Did Pavarotti pass away?
Manicotti.
Placido Domingo.
Domingo.
Placido Domingo. He is... Oh, man.
I feel like I'm watching Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, it's weird, right? He is 64.
Oh. 66.
73.
73!
Yep, 73. Alrighty.
Can't win for losing today, Stever. Spice Girls! Spice Girls! Spice Girls!
Emma Button!
Emma Button!
Is that Baby Spice?
Yes.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice!
Oh my gosh. She is 37. No, wait. Yeah, too late.
I say 34.
She was 37 yesterday.
Ah, oh, 38. The Spices. She was the youngest one.
Yeah, dude.
Man.
All right, let's see here.
Stever, this should be our theme song.
Okay. Stevo.
Yep.
Hold him down.
Come here, buddy.
No. 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 Oh, man. Tale as old as time. Is this Celine's birthday?
Nope.
Is it Angela Lansbury?
Okay, this guy tried out for
the
part. This guy tried out for the part of Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. He starred in Ice Castles, and he was the voice of the Beast in the animated Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
Robbie Benson.
Robbie Benson. Man, you got to regret not getting that role of Luke Skywalker.
Man.
Just a little bit.
Script is complete for episode 7. Did you see that?
Seen that.
So the question was, did we go with the Peebo Bryson and Celine or with
yes.
Angela Lansbury?
No.
Okay.
You made the right choice.
All
right. Oh, okay. Well, I tried out for...
Did Steve-O just say, ugh?
Yes.
How's Robbie Benson?
57.
How did you think I'm going to guess right now? what'd you say?
57.
Surprise. 61.
58.
Ah!
All right, here we go.
Math was off by one.
Matthew was off by
I
a
actually
few.
Did
Ha-ha.
Math for that.
This guy's cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
Anyone?
Nope.
Is it? She touched by me. Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean.
Oh, you could have played Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Oh, I could have done that. That's true.
Yay!
That's true.
One of me and Alice and my little sister's favorite songs. Hey! Not yet. Hang on. Hey! You! Get into my car!
Oh, man.
Yes, you! I'm not a creeper! Hey!
All right. Billy Ocean's birthday.
I can't focus.
Damn! Make it feel better.
Never.
Just do it.
Oh.
I'm shaking it, Steven. Ah! Listen to me move. Who's that lady coming down the road? Who's that lady?
How have you never done this for karaoke?
I don't know.
Billy Ocean is 51.
Cinderella.
What did Matt say?
I'm singing. Stop miracle. I'm your man. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
All right, creeper. How's Billy?
I said 51.
Get in the backseat, baby.
Weird.
He's just reaching out to a friend. What'd you say? 40-something?
51.
55.
64.
Wow. Just let this play.
No. All right, we're to dates. Oh, that's better. Isn't that better, Steve-O?
It's not better.
On this date in what year the supersonic Concorde jet was put into service by Britain and France?
The Concorde.
Which is no longer flying.
I had a micro machine of that. Remember micro machine?
Yes. So, micro machines.
Let's see. So, they already had them in the
80s. Concorde. 1994.
Oh, 19...
Wait, did you say this is when they came out or when they were retired?
1976.
Out.
Oh, I thought it was retired.
On this date in what year, the New York City Council passed an ordinance that made it illegal for women to smoke in public.
Well, they should have known. Just women?
Yep.
But I found a way to get out of it. Yes.
Dude. So they all started smoking in the boys' room.
No. Good call.
I have not heard the song in so long. Gosh!
Okay.
Oh, this is the original.
We're at dates, right? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Women smoke.
1967.
19. I don't know. 1950.
1908.
1908. Wow, okay, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah. All right, so on this date in what year, the first Kiwanis Club was founded in Detroit, Rock City.
Detroit.
Yes.
RoboCop statue. Bring it on.
What year was that? The Kiwanis Club was founded.
1848.
1915.
I was just way off.
On this date in what year, the first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus, was launched at Groton, Connecticut.
Atomic.
Or Groton.
Groton. Crouton.
Atomic
submarine. Jar Jar Binks.
1956.
1961.
The atomic submarine was 1954.
Oh!
There you go.
That was close.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Our yellow submarine.
I think somehow that must have been a Ringo written song. Sounds like a Ringo.
Get in the backseat, baby!
You know, teaming up.
All right, it's special days abound.
Special dream.
It's Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Yes. I love squirrels.
So if you find Rocky, give him a hug.
No.
Yeah, you should give him a hug today.
He'll scratch me in my eyes.
Multiple reasons for hugging squirrels today.
Woo-hoo!
Is it Hug Your Squirrel Day?
It's, it's Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Squirrels are good animals.
And it's, now listen, there's all kinds of food. There's all kinds of food things happening today.
All right.
It's, Rid the World of Fad Diets and Gimmicks Day.
Get rid of them, Atkins. I'm looking at you.
Today is Granola Bar Day.
Oh, okay.
It's National Clam Chowder Day. Or, I'm sorry, it's New England Clam Chowder.
That's the best kind to me.
Is that the white kind?
Yes.
Okay.
I love New England Clam Chowder.
And today is Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Gross. Ooh, well, it's a good thing we live in New Mexico.
Yep.
We have one more day to, you know.
Even the ice cream is hot and spicy.
You guys look at each other right in the eyes.
No.
Yes.
It's National Hug Day.
Oh.
That is all.
All right.
I'll hug you. I'm not afraid. Come here, you.
Just hit our headphones against each other.
It's okay. It's part of our connection.
Yeah. National Hug Day. Get out there and hug somebody.
Hug a squirrel. See what happens.
Don't be a creeper.
There'll be repercussions.
Don't be weird about it.
Don't go around singing Get Into My Car to Girl.
I was just thinking the same
thing. Don't do that. But we'll probably play that song again later.
Hey, it's his birthday.
It's on my phone.
Yeah. We gotta take a quick break. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to our dear friend Jesse Lesko about his new series. I'll share a little info on the weekend that I've had.
The weekend?
I want to talk about it a little bit.
From heaven?
Yeah. I mean,
a twist.
Yeah.
A twist to the story. Michael Landon did not show up, but you never know.
Yes, and of course it's New Music Tuesday. Quick break, right back with some Schematic, also Woo. Some churches on the way.
Woo!
Steam House Morning Party.
No!
Static Radio.
Traffic is everywhere.
We have the construction at I-25 in Paseo. You know that, of course. You know, yesterday morning there was like no traffic.
Really?
It's because it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
You missed it. You missed it.
Yeah.
Look at this. That's all I got.
Oh.
I know that there's construction at I-25 in Paseo.
Yep.
And all the I don't even know if Albuquerque's even there anymore because of my stupid map right here.
Completely wiped off the map.
Wait, it's loading. I feel like when I do traffic that I'm back in the late 90s and we just got a computer. Yeah. Like this is dial-up action right here. Straight up. First world problem.
Yeah.
This computer.
Yep.
First problem of the first world.
Yeah.
Of my world.
Right.
This computer. Anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, it finally loaded, everyone. That's how long it took. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo, and that's it.
There you go.
Then we got a lot of green roads and probably some morning traffic. So
traffic
be careful.
Traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Can I just say, being in the hospital for a few days with my dear son, Broads, I have not ever appreciated this Americano more in
yes.
my life.
There you go.
Than right now.
Plus, we had the fantastic duo of Mr. Ian and Miss Anastasia.
Yeah.
And they are the bomb.
Yeah, right here on Calvary's campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Whoa, I pressed the wrong button.
It's okay. It kind of went along with the song.
There you go. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hey, will you guys wish my sister Lauren from Gallup a happy birthday today?
Yes, we
yes.
will. In fact, you will because you just did.
Boom!
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Lauren?
From Gallup.
From Gallup.
Happy birthday.
Yes. There you go.
That's all you got to do, folks.
Amen.
You just got to, amen.
You can email us.
Amen. Just call in. Amen. Call in and amen and amen and call in. Now?
This coffee's going to be good for
I want to talk to you about the
man.
Purple Road. The purple. Amen and call in now. I'll send you a purple robe.
Man.
Ah!
So, have I missed a lot of things? We're
yeah.
good, right? The Grammys? I didn't miss the Grammys?
No, you didn't miss the Grammys.
Okay, good.
You missed the,
I did miss a football game.
Oh, you did miss a football game.
The Seattle Seahawks.
We can talk a little bit about the fallout from the Richard Sherman thing, which...
Man!
Why is there... The more I think about it, the more I'm like...
Why is there a fallout?
He was probably just really pumped up.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll talk about that. Static!
Call in to say amen!
Amen now, amen!
Amen, guys!
Okay.
Okay.
That's all you gotta do is just call in and say amen.
Yeah.
Call
don't,
in and amen.
Don't try and complicate it. Cause
don't make it any more complicated.
It could go awry.
Don't add anything at the end like that guy did. We don't know what he said. It could have negated the amen. We're not sure.
So, Richard Sherman, he is the cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Woo!
Had a very instrumental play at the end of the game that
very.
I had to see on replay.
Yeah.
But Colin Kaepernick threw it up to Michael
guy.
Crabtree in
That's
the corner. He
yeah.
played for Texas Tech, Crabtree. Mm-hmm. And Sherman deflected the ball away. It was intercepted in the end zone. Seahawks win. Aaron Andrews from ESPN.
Seahawks win.
Or formerly from ESPN. From now Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
Came up to talk to him. That dude went WWE nuts.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
But, as many people have pointed out, because naturally there were a ton of racist comments. There were a ton of, oh, he must be an idiot.
But that
not
dude,
from him.
No. He was very like pumped towards up, but him. Yet articulate, did not curse.
Yeah, towards him.
Looked into the camera.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And so now people are like, hey, you know this guy graduated second in his class, went to Stanford and got a degree in communications, right? He's not an idiot.
Right. But it allegedly acted like one, according to... Well, depending upon who you talk to.
Well, but and then later he was like, hey, I was really pumped up and
yeah.
just, you know, spouting off
see
at the mouth.
I didn't see anything wrong with it, I guess.
Well, the funniest thing to me is the collateral damage that this caused. Because Joe Crabtree from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or Tom, not Joe. Joe Tom Crabtree.
Joe Tom Crabtree.
Tom Crabtree.
Yes.
Now, what position is he? Because he didn't play a lot. I found out yesterday. He didn't play a lot this season.
Yeah, because you said, yeah, man, Crabtree from the Buccaneers. And I'm like...
Who?
Crabtree from
okay.
the Buccaneers?
I have another paper here.
Crabtree from the Buccaneers.
He plays, he is...
Is he on, like, the practice squad?
It says that he only appeared in 7 games this season.
Okay.
So I guess, and it doesn't even say what
Sorry,
position
Crabtree.
He plays. But anyway, he had people tweeting him thinking that he was Michael Crabtree.
Yeah.
Because I guess Michael Crabtree did, like, a jerk move.
Yeah, after the game was over, Michael Crabtree, who did not make the catch. But, you know, is that on him or is that on Colin Kaepernick, who didn't throw it up and, you know, whatever.
Who knows?
Sherman blocked, you know,
he
deflects the ball. It's intercepted. Is that on the quarterback or the wide receiver?
Both. Both of them.
I don't know. I felt like if he had gone over top more, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, but then Crabtree could have jumped higher or forward more.
Yeah. I guess.
You never know.
So
jump higher, Crabtree.
So after the game, Richard Sherman went up to say, good game, and smacked him on the butt. And Michael Crabtree did not want to have anything to do
Nothing.
With that. So he shoved him in the face. Thus began Richard Sherman's rant to the camera, WWE style. I can't wait for WrestleMania 30.
I felt like Ultimate
where they
Warrior
will be
was
fighting.
Back.
Yes,
yeah. It's like Ultimate Warrior was like, and then in the space planets of the nether regions of space,
did you know that
Ultimate
he's back?
Warrior will come from the nether. He always okay.
He came back.
He came back.
He came back, which was a big deal because in real life, him and Vince McMahon, I guess, hated each other. There was this crazy feud, the fallout. It was insane, and they're inducting him to the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Dude,
so he came back
he
and
officially yeah. changed his name to Warrior.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's crazy. But here's the thing. He was Coon's favorite wrestler. So we
he
watched
was my brother's favorite.
We watched the WWE documentary
man.
About him. And it pointed out, and this was of course made by WWE
yes.
while they were not in good spirits.
Right.
So it's kind of poking fun at him the whole time. And everybody's talking about his speeches and how his little monologues would just get so weird.
Right.
He'd be like, and then the plane will crash, and then I will come out from the plane, the only survivor. And everybody's like, what's he talking about? What's he talking about? Nobody knows. That's what it came off to me when Richard Sherman was doing that. I felt like I was watching WWE.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
going, you all talk about me. You all see you at WrestleMania 1994. I'm going to have you.
It was awesome.
It was. But here's the thing. Tom Crabtree is getting all this crap from mm-hmm. people thinking he's Michael Crabtree. And this was his response. He wrote to Sherman. He said, you didn't cover me that whole game because I was in bed cuddling my pug. And then he wrote, because I'm the hero Twitter deserves, but not the one it needs right now. You'll hunt me because I can take it. That's funny.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree, who plays for the 49ers... was the one actually in that game with the 49ers versus
yeah.
the Seahawks. Not Tom Crabtree of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who didn't even make the playoffs. Trust me, I know.
Hey, maybe next year, though, right?
Oh, maybe
we'll
next year.
We'll get him next year.
Yeah, we will. Love you, Smith. You going to get some Bucs gear? You going to start being
nope.
a Buccaneers
no,
fan? Come
gosh,
on, do it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Get a Bucs hat.
That was in our prenup.
Fine.
No football stuff.
I feel like we need to go back and find the podcast from the very beginning of the football season when we were talking about sports, and I made a comment about how the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos were probably going to be in the Super Bowl.
Is that
Bowl.
What you said?
Yeah.
Did you call it?
Yeah.
Did you call it on
I
this
mean,
show?
I don't want to say I called it. I totally called it.
Are you
it.
A prophet?
I totally called
He's
it.
He's a prophet.
I Danieled this whole situation.
He Danieled
Ezekiel,
it.
Nothing.
He Jeremiah'd it like nobody's business.
Yeah, so FYI. back in August when you asked me who was going to be in the Super Bowl. And it's like, dude, it's like week one, the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks is what I'm saying right now.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
He did it.
I'm just saying.
He did it.
Don't ask me about anything real in life.
Nope.
But if you want to know who is going to make an appearance in the Super Bowl in 2015...
Who's it
going
to be? Batman, Superman?
I just might be able to help you out.
I think Batman, Superman got delayed, so maybe that'll be 2016.
I'm more looking forward to all the stupid commercials.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say I'm more looking forward to it. The Super Bowl is going to be amazing.
This is going to be a good game.
We got Russell Wilson, solid believer, really rad dude, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And recently found out, Peyton Manning.
I saw an article
yesterday.
Solid
dude.
Peyton released an autobiography / biography with his dad or something in 2001. And there was a long article. Like, he wrote a little bit about his faith.
Yeah.
And, man, it was pretty interesting. I was like, whoa, Peyton Manning.
So I've always really liked that dude.
I sent it to Steve-O, and he didn't read it.
I hope he wins the Super Bowl.
I want the Broncos to win.
If he wins the Super Bowl, I have a feeling he's going to retire. Just saying.
They've just had such a good year, you know. And this is coming from a total football novice. I don't know anything really about it, but...
You know everything.
No.
You won our fantasy football league. So now
I know
you have
strategy.
Some knowledge.
George Bush taught me strategy. And ever since then, that's what I know.
Wow. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have our dear friend Jesse Lesko in studio.
Yes,
talking Jesse. About their new series.
Get over here, Jesse.
I can't wait. It's going to be good.
Hurry up.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday.
Okay, good. All right.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I say Tuesday weird. I'm excited because for the next series of weeks, we're going to have a very special guest in studio.
We are.
I still have his theme song from back in the day.
Oh, you have a theme song?
Taking he had a theme
it back.
Song. Taking it way back.
Taking it way back.
Found it, and I'm like, I'm putting this in.
Thanks for doing that, Steve. It really makes me feel good.
Jesse Lesko in studio with us. Welcome to the show, man.
No, I need to retire that voice.
Okay.
He needs to have a break. No, right. I'm just messing around.
Retire it.
He's had this theme song forever.
Bring it back.
So,
what
like,
was that voice?
It's been quite a while.
That was his Christopher Walken because, you know, Weapon of Choice, the music video. See what we did there?
Perfect.
You don't know me. Me. I need this. I'm going to go crazy.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Welcome to the show. Hey,
thanks so much. It's
of
so
course.
Great to be back.
Jesse,
yeah.
Let's go.
It's been a while.
I know.
Too long.
Yeah, for real. So
you replaced me with all these hooligans. All these
I'm
fools.
A hooligan.
No, I'm just messing around.
This hooligan over here.
You guys do a great job.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. He doesn't like guests. I don't know what
Who,
it is. Yeah. I'm like, hey, this guy wants to come to the studio. I don't know. It
takes the attention off of me.
Yeah.
Why would
really,
I like that?
It really cramps his style. So
I'm number one.
Yeah.
I'm number one, Jesse.
So
You are. You're number one.
All right. As long as we got that clear.
It's like the Incredible Hulk came in here and just broke
that,
my button.
That was Dawn. Sorry.
Gosh, Dawn.
Just kidding. She didn't do that. I don't know what. Yesterday,
anyways.
There was some weird stuff going on with the board.
Because I wasn't
spilled
here.
Some, like, you know. I don't know.
It's weird.
Like,
oh, yeah. I poured Coke all over there yesterday.
Skittles.
Oh, okay.
I got frustrated and just went, well,
man. So, Jesse, for those that are brand new to Static Radio, tell us a little bit about yourself. Your ministry. What you do. Who
Ooh.
You are. What's your favorite
Ooh.
Color?
Well, let's see.
Do you have a favorite color?
I was born in Kenya.
Kenya?
No. That's
like,
not
wow.
true. No, that's not. That's not accurate
I
at all.
I believed you.
Sorry. No, my name is Jesse Lesko. I'm one of the pastors over here at Calvary Albuquerque. I run the high school ministry. It's
Boom.
Called Spectrum.
Spectrum.
And you can check out the website, spectrumabq.org. But yeah. I just love getting to tell people about Jesus. I got a wife who is really hot and awesome.
That's
and,
good.
And I got a little baby who's hilarious.
That's good,
So I'm
too.
A dad, and that's probably, you know, should be against the law or something.
Yeah.
I can't be trusted sometimes.
Come on.
Nah, just kidding. But
No, that's me. I'm a dad, which is crazy because I feel like I'm still a child in many ways.
Yeah.
And I got a great wife, and I tell people about Jesus, and I run a high school ministry.
There you go. And this high school ministry, let's talk about this, Spectrum, because there is a new series going on, which, man, you've been getting ready for this for some time, and you showed us the video like as you were prepping for it, and it was like, dude, this is intense. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And you're a week in now. How was the first week?
Well, before we get into that, let's just reminisce about how you saw the video.
Yeah.
You know, you neglect me. You ignore me.
For,
this is an on-air confrontation. You neglect me.
Pretty
ignore
much.
Me for months at a time.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly text me because you want free stuff.
Hey.
And you meander over to my office.
What else
asking
are we supposed
for a book.
To do?
Then I show you this freaking cool video.
I love that's how relationships work because that's how my friends work. Hey, man, can I get tickets to Gungor?
Well,
no!
All the
no, you can't get tickets to Gungor. I haven't talked to you in 6 years.
All that you just said to me, you just gave me definition of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's
friendship.
All that I heard. You could have just said, hey, friendship. And I would have said,
I think
he's right.
We're just used to that. We're used to that.
No,
we don't
I
talk to people
around.
Forever, and then all of a sudden we're just hitting us up.
Yeah.
But we're hey, that's what friendships are
for. That's what friendships are for. No.
Hitting up random people you rarely talk to.
You know, these interventions and confrontations, they get a little awkward sometimes.
Hey, no, this is good. This is good.
Healthy.
Do you guys need to hug it out?
We do, because what's
need
it's
me?
Today's, what is it, National,
it's National Hug Day?
Hug Day.
National Hug Day.
It really is National Hug Day.
It's true.
That's a good holiday.
Yeah.
And we here on the radio.
Have you ever seen those Hugger Buskers?
No.
You know what those are?
What is
that?
Oh,
man. I was in Quebec. I lived in Montreal. I was not born in Kenya.
Okay.
But I did live in Montreal one summer.
Oh, okay.
And there are these Hugger Busker guys. And they dress like transients, kind of like homeless. Kind of, well,
like who?
Like classy homeless people, I guess.
How do you,
interesting.
So they have mustaches.
They class it up a little
well
bit.
They're well-groomed.
It's like Isaac, the homeless guy.
Okay,
and,
classy.
All right,
this
classy.
Guy, he just stands there on the street corner with a sign sitting next to him, and he gives free hugs all day. And he's,
oh, okay.
He even had a website.
Wow.
He said he had been to Holland.
And just giving out hugs?
Giving out hugs.
That's what I'm talking
hugger
about.
Buskering it out.
Hugger Busker.
Hugger Busker.
I'm going to give him some credit. Look up his website.
Well, I feel like we need
I'll connect it. I'll connect it to the Spectrum thing.
It might be gone.
Should we start doing that? Because we need to get out in the community more. Maybe we should become professional hugger buskers.
I'm down for hugging.
Hugger buskers.
I'll hug anybody.
This is his holiday.
Say. All right.
This is his day.
National Hug Day.
This one's for you.
Get out there.
Hugger
free
busker.
Hugs.
Yeah. It's also Squirrel Day or something.
Yeah, Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Squirrel Day!
Which is kind of sad. Huh?
And New England
squirrel
clam chowder. So what you do is you get clam chowder, you find a squirrel, and you hug it, and then pour the clam chowder on the squirrel.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you run,
I
Jesse.
I thought you were going to say,
get out of there.
Right.
Get out of there.
Hey, is that the red or the white?
Oh, man.
Remind me.
No, that's the white one.
Oh, the white.
The white one. Mm. The good one.
The good one.
The good one.
Yeah.
I've tried.
I'm down with the white.
I don't know if I've ever tried. I think the other one's Boston.
Manhattan or no?
Manhattan. One of those.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
New England is the best.
I think it's Manhattan.
I'm down with that.
I think you're
Manhattan
right.
Clam chowder?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I can't eat it. Anyway.
Well,
Spectrum.
We digress. Pretty hardcore. I take responsibility.
No.
Thank you. So, all right. I do want to get into this. I want to talk about this because you're right. We eked over to your office for free stuff, and while we were trapped in your room, you locked the door and said, "Sit down.
Watch this.
Watch this video." And we're like, "Oh man."
We're like, "But we just want it." And you're like, "If you want these, then
you
have
gotta
to sit
watch
down.
This video."
Sit down. And we said, "Okay, fine.
Fine." And then we sat down, and our minds were blown because it was like, "That was incredible." You started a new series. And is it for the skeptic, would you say?
This I'd
is
say
for
that.
The skeptic.
I would say that, yeah. We started this series called Skeptic Initiative.
Yeah.
And really the goals are to just address some of the most common questions people have, biggest objections to the faith, you know, the ones that you hear all the time. And its purpose is to reach, you know, maybe completely unchurched people who are just skeptics who think that we're all a bunch of psychos,
right?
And fanatics, you know, to reach those people, and then also to reach students who are maybe just raised in the church but are having major doubts and really questioning their faith, thinking, "Oh man, was I just raised in this? Is it all just a bunch of nonsense?
Kind of living on their
just
parents'
got indoctrinated,
faith.
You know?" And so those are the twofold goals of it. But what's really rad is that it's not just me up there teaching, which can be pretty rad.
Yeah,
so, I mean, maybe a little false modesty. I've never been one for that. Just kidding. But no, we also each week are interviewing a former skeptic. So we're interviewing, for instance, this week we interviewed a physicist from UNM. He's got his PhD in physics.
Wow.
But he lived through, he's an older gentleman, but he lived through the 60s, and he was an atheist as a teenager, and then he actually got into, like, Hinduism, or Buddhism and Eastern mysticism, and was involved in this cult.
Wow.
So it was a really cool cool interview.
Yeah.
The cult that he got involved in, the guy's mantra was actually, and this was like way before the song came out, was actually, "Don't worry, be happy." And so he'd like stare at his navel and he'd say, "Don't worry, be, come on guys,
never happy. That's just creepy.
No, but
why do you stare at
your
navel? I
will never watch The Lion King ever again. Hakuna Matata, nothing.
Hakuna Matata.
No, maybe we should watch it and stare at our navel. Maybe it's a whole new world, I guess, Aladdin.
I guess the guy who headed up this cult said he was a Hindu emanation of God, and you know, everybody believed him. He even had a big following in Hollywood until he died.
Ah,
because here's the thing: God doesn't die.
Right, it's
a little problem.
Right,
So each week we're interviewing a skeptic whose story kind of pertains to the issue. This week we covered the existence of God and kind of got into science and some of those things, and then
because that's a big deal. I mean, people, really, you go to college and all of a sudden you don't realize, not everybody loves Jesus.
Oh,
and
man,
there's some things going on here, and how do I answer evolution, and what about the Jesus horses or dinosaurs, as I like to call them?
Jesus horses?
Yeah. You've
never
heard
them called
that?
No, oh, that's awesome.
I mean, and so there's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions, and unfortunately, not a lot of people have the right answer, and so because of that, you believe, well, since this Christian doesn't know what they're talking about, then obviously this must be false.
Yeah, this must be
load. And so I'm stoked that you're doing this and tackling real issues and talking about real things, because people do have questions, and instead of freaking out and brushing them all under the rug because you don't want to talk about it and you're worried that's going to infect others, how about we just openly discuss it?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was talking about. My first point in my message this weekend is that doubt can be a good thing.
Yeah.
And there's a French proverb that says, "He who doubts nothing thinks nothing." And, you know, I was joking, like, it's all, "Oh, that sounds nice. Doubters welcome. Yeah, that's good. That would have been cool if you guys were to try that during the Inquisition." cool church now, 2014. Try that during, like, Salem witch hunt.
Right.
Know? Doubters welcome. And so obviously the church has at times, you know, had plenty of huge faults. But what I was saying is that that's inexcusable and it's not biblical.
Right.
Jesus welcomed doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
He gave him the very empiricism he was looking for. In Isaiah 1, the Lord says, "Come now, let us reason together."
Yeah.
And that's God's attitude. That's his heart. Come reason with me. I got answers for you if you want them. You know, it's been a pretty rad series. We are just packed out this past week, more students than I'd ever seen in my entire time doing youth ministry, and had a lot of students who actually had brought their atheist friends.
Good.
And it was a pretty
fantastic
time. And then in addition to the interview, we have live Q&A, where if you want to come burn us and just make us look like fools, bring your questions.
Yeah.
You can put them right up on Twitter in front of the whole public.
Yeah.
All right, come stump us.
Gosh, that's awesome. What are you guys cooking up this week?
This week we're covering Can We Trust the Bible?
Okay.
So that's obviously
a huge question. One as well. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll be interviewing a guy who was actually raised in an atheist home.
Okay.
And so he grew up being an atheist. I don't want to tell a story in advance. You gotta hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. But he kinda blew my mind when he was telling me, you know, what it's like to be a child growing up, hearing that there's no God, hearing that there's nothing after you die, you just cease to exist. And you kind of change your perspective. It's interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And of course, that's a huge question that people usually have, because thanks to, you know, the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or some random documentary they saw, I was like, oh, well, the Council of Nicaea and this and human hands and that and fallible this and whatever. And so trusting in the Word of God, that's a big one. So
it's like a bunch of Neanderthals wrote that book with crayons.
Right.
Crayons. And then you got that guy from Ancient Aliens coming over with his hair, and he's like, yeah.
Hey. No.
Yeah, if you ever need, you know, if you ever need to double check on whether or not everything on the History Channel is true, you should just watch Ancient Aliens. Just watch it for like 10 minutes. You'll get it.
Yes.
So you'll be like, maybe this isn't all that historical.
Yeah. Yeah. But even that, that's something we want to be cautious about is that, you know, obviously we like to joke around. And, I was making fun of Christians probably more than I was making fun of anybody else this week. But you know, it's obviously easy to joke, but we don't want to mock or ridicule anybody. You know, we want to let people know we understand that there are good questions out there. We understand that, you know, it's healthy to doubt everybody. You know, if you haven't taken time to question things, then you probably haven't taken your Christianity seriously enough.
That's very true. Yeah.
And so on the one hand, it is good to make fun of the ancient aliens, and I probably desire to do that maybe more than anyone else. but if you are a skeptic, if you are a cynic out there, just know that, you know, if you come, we're not going to try to make you look like a fool.
Right.
We're just glad that you're there, glad that you want to ask questions, and we'll take whatever you can throw at us.
Mm. Yeah, and I love that because there's kind of a challenge in Jeremiah where God says, hey, man, if you want to find me, if you earnestly seek me, you're going to find me.
You're going to find
me. And so I love that promise of God. And so if God promises something, he's going to follow through on it. I firsthand got to witness God's faithfulness this last weekend in a very intense way. And it really, I don't want to say open my eyes. It's not like, you know, I didn't have faith before, but I will say God grew me this
weekend.
Kind of
weekend. A new level to your faith,
man, God
right?
grew
the
me.
Floor,
God
the floor
grew
dropped
me this
out, but he caught you.
Yeah, and so I love what you guys are doing. I love this series. I love this idea because I think a lot of times people come with questions, and it isn't because they're actually earnestly seeking God. It's just to make somebody else look foolish.
Yeah.
It's just to stump somebody.
It's
just to be argumentative or to quarrel. And you're not really wanting to make a change in your heart or your mind or your attitude because you think you've got it all figured out. So I love this because everybody's open on it. Well, let's discuss it. Let's talk about this. Let's reason. Come, let us reason. Hmm. So I love what's going on with this.
Hey,
it's
thanks
very,
so much.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
man.
Fun.
When is it? When can people go? Where can they find more information?
Well, if your question, you know, pertains to science and the existence of God and things like that, you can get on spectrumabq.org. The archive's already all up. We got the interview with Dr. Bruce Kemmel and everything. And so you can get on there and check it out. But if you want to come in person, we'd love to have you. If you got questions about can we trust the Bible or why would God allow suffering or isn't the church just being homophobic? Those are all things we're covering in the weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Among other things. And we got plenty of more cool interviews coming up. So come to Calvary on Saturday night at 6:30 and we're in the hub or 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning in the hub as well. So,
cool.
Right. 6:30 Saturday, 9:30 Sunday.
Yeah, website?
SpectrumABQ.org. Mm-hmm.
We got it posted up on our Facebook.
There you go. Good. SpectrumABQ.org. It's linked to our Facebook page. Check it out. Amazing. I love this new vision. I love what you guys are doing with Spectrum.
I think it's great because growing up, we didn't really tackle. It seemed like we in high school we would approach these topics, but then we would back off.
Hmm. Yeah,
you know, we never really got into.
Oh yeah, we're not backing off.
Yeah, right. I think that's great because nowadays, the thing with moral relativism, which is when you start deleting all that, like it excuses you from personal responsibility. And on the flip side, when you start to like acknowledge that there is a God, there's more and more responsibility because then you start realizing that all of your actions definitely have consequences and there is an overarching ultimate consequence.
Yeah, and a lot of times people will argue against that. They'll say, no, we're good atheists. But, you know, even before the secular revolution, in the Russian book, Brothers Karamazov, I always have a hard time pronouncing that, says, if God does not exist, then everything is permissible.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said before, we're not out to mock anybody or ridicule anybody, but you even just look at what happened in Marxism, which was atheistic. They killed 100 million people either through genocide or Marxist war. And, you know, Mao Zedong and Stalin, these are atheists murdering in one century millions upon millions of their own people.
Yeah. And see, to me, and then you'll have the counter argument. Well, yeah, but you just brought up the Inquisition and all that.
And
but
Crusades,
to me, it's like, yeah, but check it out. We're all doing the same thing,
right?
Yeah. So there is there's definitely a universal problem. Yeah.
Right.
Let's look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And, that's
and,
cool.
And the Inquisition. I mean, we have a standard where we can judge the Inquisition. Go, Jesus is not down with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the atheists, they don't have a standard whatsoever because, like you said, it's been deleted.
Right.
That's interesting.
You know? Yeah. Man, spectrumabq.org. Get there. Check out all the details. And, of course, be part of this Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m., Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, spectrumabq.org.
There it is.
We are up against it. We got to take a quick break. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got New Music Tuesday right around the corner. I just realized it's already going to be 8 o'clock. Incredible.
It's almost time.
You're going to be with us week in and week out?
That's
you're
hang
right. Out with us? Okay,
every
good.
Tuesday.
All right. I like this.
Right
this
on.
Is good. Jesse Lesko from Spectrum. Check it out, spectrumabq.org. Quick break. Right back with New Music Tuesday. You ready for this?
Yes.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Hey, y'all.
Yep.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday, y'all.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, everybody.
This is the time of the show where we present brand new music that is being brought to us throughout the globe.
Okay, so here's the deal. In just a few minutes,
yep.
We're going to call both Tim Skipper and Stephanie Skipper, members of Copper Lily.
That's right.
And they have a few songs that they're going to critique. So these songs, we have to wait until we're on the phone with them to play.
Okay.
Can do. Yeah, we'll just kick it off. With this first one you've got lined up.
Okay.
This is a band. I guess they're a new band. This came via the Nashville plug. But they're called the Deep Space Network. I think they're out of Virginia, if I remember correctly. And, yeah, I guess they have a radio guy out of Nashville.
Okay.
But this song is called This Is Your Moment. It's a new band.
Tell us what you think about all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Those are your choices.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. The Deep Space Network. Maybe back to the drawing board for a band name. This is your moment. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a comment.
Yeah?
Anonymously through a text.
Let's hear it.
Is this a boy band? It sounds like a Disney band, like the videos we see in between the shows that Jack and Luke watch on the Disney Channel.
Oh, that sure is anonymous. I wonder who sent that one. Maybe an aunt, maybe an uncle. What is that sound?
I'm pretty sure that's Howard Jones, right?
I was trying to find that song.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Is it called No One Is to Blame?
I don't know.
You're right, though.
It's
very
gotta be
similar.
Howard Jones. Very similar. No, as
that's
in they totally it. Ripped it off.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure know. It's Howard Jones.
We don't know. We're not sure. Let's see what we hear on the Facebooks. Let me refresh. Oh, look who's awake today. Caleb, I played your band last week, and you were at school or asleep or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Ricky says, dig, diggity, dig. Hope says, dig, dig, dig. Caleb says, it's not bad, but it'll get old fast, so I'm saying Barry.
All right.
And Viola, I don't know. She says, dig. I'm sorry, right. Guys. Look, if it's a Spanish name, I'm going to get it wrong. Let's accept that. And I'm assuming that's Spanish. Is it Italian?
Oh, man.
It's an instrument. Joshua says, dig. Well, I guess people like it. So there you go. It all did. Right. It reminded me of two things. It reminded me of that old song. It reminded me of that. And it also reminded me of like NSYNC or something. When he's like, man, now. It reminded
Gosh.
Me of that.
So far, you're just destroying the song.
I'm
in
not
my
destroying
mind.
It. I didn't say that was a bad thing. I just said that's what it reminded me of.
Okay. Maybe I'm just destroying it in my own mind.
Quit destroying it in your own mind.
I'm just saying,
go there, friend.
Man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If
yes.
you'd like to chime in on all the new music, that was the Deep Space Network song called This Is Your Moment. Ooh. What is this?
That's not that song.
That's not
this
that
is a
song.
Fantastic song.
No money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not called No One Is
All right,
to
we'll
blame.
Figure out what that
Chrissy.
Was.
And it's definitely Howard Jones, though. I was right.
Okay.
I was right.
Howard Jones.
That's all I care about. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Where are we going? Here?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Coming up in April,
ooh.
This next band has a new record coming out.
Yes, and we've been playing a song.
Difference Maker.
We've been playing a song called Difference Maker off of it, but they just released this single. This is like the single.
I'm excited to hear this, man. Need to Breathe has a new song. It's called The Heart. Tell
the
us
heart.
What you think about it. It's a good jam, I hear.
I like it.
Okay. I can't wait. I didn't get to hear any of this new music.
No,
so
you were
this is all brand new to me.
You had to be away.
Yes, I was away.
Need
good
breathe.
To be back. All right. Need to Breathe. Song called The Heart. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Need to Breathe.
Need it.
Song called The Heart.
If you ain't breathing, you ain't live.
That was a good jam.
Yeah, that was fun.
Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think, guys. We had, so far we've done two. Wait, did she tell Mateo, named after my grandmother who was a Swede, we pronounced the, what? Viola. Sorry, I had somebody explaining to me how to pronounce their name. Thank you.
Like hi, like Viola hi.
Don't worry, cool instrument. Yeah, thank all you right. so much. Viola, you are a sweetheart. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Oh, somebody sent us a kind email. Hey, if you've got feedback and you can't exactly get to Facebook, but maybe for some reason you can get to email,
yeah.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
Hey, Judger, I don't have a Facebook.
I know. I'm just saying most people, if they have email, they've got Facebook.
This would be a great
right.
karaoke.
You're gym. One of the yeah. few.
I am one of the few.
You
I'm
are.
Not a Facebooker.
So we've heard from one band.
Yep.
Called Need to Breathe, their song The Heart. It looks like people are digging it, except for Josh.
Okay.
And Nelvin. They don't like it. But the first band, you might recognize it.
little Howard Jones in there.
Little Howard Jones back here in the background. But the first band was called the Deep Space Network.
Yeah.
Their song was This Is Your Moment.
Yeah.
If you miss these songs, maybe you'll never hear them again.
Or you can listen to Middays with Mitch coming up at noon. At least some of them will get a second shot.
And check this out. Celeste decided yesterday that she's going to do a little New Music Tuesday encore in
boom.
The afternoon.
All right.
She's going to take the top two or three songs.
Okay.
She's going to play those in the afternoon.
I like that.
So New Music Tuesday has officially consumed the entire day.
That's good, man.
And we're happy about it.
We love new music. We love sharing it with you. I am really excited about this next song. I haven't heard it yet, but my son Luke, this is his favorite band.
Oh, is he listening?
Yes.
Luke, perk your little ears up, my friend.
This one is for him. It looks like Mateo actually named all of the songs on this new album because it sounds like somebody from the South named
it. It does. Funny thing, this song, Dave from Waverly,
uh-huh.
Daverly recommended this song. He's like, dude, have you heard that new The Fray song? And I was like, no. Dave, no.
I feel like you have to have a southern accent to say the title of this song because they are so articulate with their words, and yet the song is called Love Don't Die.
Love Don't Die, and which is funny because they're from Colorado.
Right.
They're from right up the road.
Yeah. We saw them open for U2 when we went.
I've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
Same place I've seen U2 on TV.
Oh, man. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Brand new music from The Fray. They got a new record, and I think it's called Helios.
Helios.
It
hasn't come out
Helios.
Yet.
Helios. Hilarious.
Comes out, I think, in March?
Barnum.
But anyway, check this out. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. This one's going out to my son, Luke.
Lukey.
Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Brand new music from The Fray. Love Don't Die.
Yes, Kayla digs it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Josh digs it. He says, this is new for Static, playing The Fray. It's all right. Has Static never played The Fray before?
We actually have.
Josh, wait, you haven't?
Have.
Oh, come on, Josh. Get in the game,
that's
buddy.
Okay, though.
TJ says, is it strange that I feel like doing a rain dance combined with Sandra Bullock's interpretive dancing with my tambourine? To the windows, to the walls, dig.
Hey, to be fair.
To be fair.
To the person who said new for Static, whoever said that, to be fair. We've only ever played How to Save a Life, Look After You, Over My Head, and You Found Me. So those are the only songs we've ever played from the fray.
My boy.
So it's technically this is new to Static because we've only played five other singles from
My boy Josh is new to the game. And he is coming in here and he's like, hey, I'm giving you my opinion. I'm throwing it out there. Another opinion from my boy Nick over at Desert Forge, who is killing me every day. He says he digs that song.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, it is New Music Tuesday, and we have some very special guests coming up.
So
we're going to have to take a quick break.
Yeah, we got to get it all arranged.
Yeah. Quick break. Right back. We're going to be talking with Tim Skipper.
Yes.
Stephanie Skipper, formerly Stephanie Smith.
That's right. Married couple.
You know. From Stephanie Smith, Tim from House of Heroes, collectively now known as Copper Lily.
Copper Lily.
They got a brand new record coming up, and yeah, man, I'm excited.
It's cool.
So we're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we'll have those guys with us for New Music Tuesday. They're going to help us out judging some music and hearing some brand new Copper Lily. So
here you go.
Keep it close to Team Awesome Morning Party. You're supposed to say
now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Timing was off.
It's all good.
My bad.
Static. It's the
time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
We back.
What?
We back and we brought a friend.
Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo. It is New Music Tuesday, and as promised, we're going to start having some artistes during this here segment, helping us critique the music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get some expertise opinion. And this man is definitely an expertise-ist.
That's what most of the world would say.
Right? His name is Tim Skipper,
and he
is the lead singer in House of Heroes. And his new project, Copper Lily.
Copper Lily.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Woo! Thank you so much. I am an artiste. I'm very dark and brooding, and I try not to ever make sense.
Yes, you really are. Every time we're in Nashville, he takes me to a spot, and he's like, I got to prove my artisteness.
Yeah, he'll put on his special beret thing.
Yeah.
And he'll
take me to a coffee shop that inevitably cost me $9 for a cup of coffee.
Tim has these sunglasses that block out all of the sun. It's not just the UV rays. It's like he can't see anything.
He's literally
right. just walking around in the dark.
Yeah, but it's for his artisticness.
He uses his inspiration to guide him.
So it's good.
It's incredible.
Welcome
guiding
to
guiding inspiration. Yeah, thank you very much, man. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. We're excited that you are here hanging out with us, and we sent you a few songs so that you can get your judging pants on.
Yeah.
So I hope you're wearing them.
And just tell us when to call Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's ready whenever, man.
Okay.
So
oh,
you can give her a ring.
All right. She's ready now?
She's ready now, man.
She's ready now.
Gosh.
She had to go. She
has
to go.
Wasn't it like 30 seconds ago when it was like, I need a few minutes?
Hey, she's a girl, man.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
First of all, I want to start out. Well, you know what? I'm going to get on the phone before I say that. So
hold on a second. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is going to be fun. We're going to call Stephanie. Oh, yeah. So
well,
here we go.
In the interim here.
Yeah.
Tim told me yesterday on the phone.
I'm listening.
What's that?
Tim told me yesterday on the phone that at the stock room where I used to work, now they're all getting together to do this awesome, like, mud marathon cool thing.
What?
Yes. And I'm missing out on it.
Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Call in your bride, Steph.
All right. Let's see what she has to say.
I'm jealous that you guys are doing that race thing. That would have been fun.
I don't even know what
Fred's
about.
Doing it. I miss
Hello?
Her.
Hey!
Stephanie!
Hey!
All right, here we are, all separate and together.
Yes, all together separate.
Oh, interesting.
Huh?
Somebody should.
Heyo!
If you missed our interview with Drew last week from Switchfoot, formerly of Altogether Separate, mystaticradio.com. All right. Welcome. Welcome, Skipper Clan.
Welcome, y'alls.
Thank you.
It's good to have you guys
you
here
guys
with us.
You guys are so married. You answer at the same time.
It's legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So you guys, Copper Lily is hitting the
airwaves?
The airwaves, I guess, this week. But we wanted you guys to be a part of New Music Tuesday, which, Tim, you know, we judge new music.
Yeah.
I know too.
Okay, Steph listens to the show.
I didn't know if
Tim.
I didn't know if Tim allowed her in their house to listen to the. Just kidding. So anyway, we sent you guys a few songs.
Yeah.
And which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the number one gun song, man.
You're going big immediately.
He's doing it.
Just right off the bat.
All right.
That's where we started in our order last night of listening.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard any of these songs, by the way, so these are all going to be my first time through.
Yeah.
So, oh, Devo, you're in for it.
I know. This is all Mateo this week. He took care of everything.
Sorry,
so.
Everyone. Yeah.
That boy Mateo, way to actually do some work.
Sorry in advance.
Yeah. I can do stuff. Good.
He actually does things when he needs to. So.
I do work.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. So, some number one gun action.
Yeah.
Are you guys, now to kick it off, are you guys fans of this band?
I really liked them when they first came out. I kind of fell off after, like, the first record, I think. But, yeah, I really like them a lot.
I feel like I need to give you all their records now because I'm a big
fan. I know.
Fan.
Big I fan. Listened in college quite a bit. Loved the first record. Saw a couple shows.
Yeah.
Big cool. fan of his voice, like huge range.
Yeah.
And like huge. I was like, dude, that's what I sing up there.
Amazing. All right. We got Tim and Steph from Copper Lily on the phone. We're going to definitely get to one of your songs here in just a minute. But
yes,
first, we got to judge some others.
Yeah. Let's play this song and then we'll come back.
Yes.
And we'll all talk about it and see what we think.
All right. Brand new music right now from Number One Gun. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. I can't wait. Brand new music from these guys.
Let's do it.
Spend some time. Song's called Get a Little Weird. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Number One Gun. Get a little weird.
Which is what we do every day.
That's true.
And they wrote a song about it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have some very special guests on the phone for this edition of New Music Tuesday. Tim and Stephanie of Copper Lily.
Woo!
Welcome to the show.
Hi! So glad to be here.
Good to have you guys. Good to have you.
How's Nashville?
It's cold, man. I ran out this morning and got some cereal, and it was snowing.
What?
There was a bus full of little old ladies that were slowly making their way from the grocery store to the bus going,
is that snow? It's snowing, y'all.
Oh, man. I bet it's funny because you both grew up in, I guess, in the north. So coming down to the south, it's probably very funny to watch people react to snow.
It is.
Yeah.
Except I lost my acclimation to cold. I'm such a wuss now. I've been in Nashville for 8 years and I forgot how to be cold.
Well, it's kind of the same thing out here when it rains.
Yeah.
People are just terrified. They're like, what is this? What is this?
We live in the desert.
The Bible is real. It's crazy.
That's great.
It is New Music Tuesday, and we got a little judging to do here. Number One Gun, brand new music. Song's called Get a Little Weird. We sent you guys this track, so what'd you guys think?
Steph, you go.
I really liked it.
Yeah?
I liked it a lot. It made me feel nostalgic for my college days, which are almost a decade behind me now.
Wow.
I'm getting old. 30 this year. And it made me appreciate that Number One Gun's been around that long.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about when I first started listening to them, I was like, wow, that was like 8 years ago. And I was like, oh, well, they're still kicking it. So I have a big appreciation for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love his voice, and I think it's gotten better.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it, man. I thought the chorus... you know, when the verse first kicked in, I was like, all right, okay, it's a typical number one. Oh, my goodness, where did that chorus come from? He's singing in the stratosphere, and it's just like, this is awesome.
Yes, dude. What did the listeners think?
Oh, man. Crystal says, she put up a bunch of emoticons and says, it's about time, dig.
Nice.
And then David said, much digs. Ryan dig. Carly digs it. Nelvin finally digs something today. And Ted says, 30 seconds in, dig. I don't need to hear anymore, but of course I want to.
Nice.
That's a pretty good summation of it.
There you go. You can get your thoughts on it in at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On the phone, we have Copper Lily. Now, I want to talk about your project because we're going to spend some time playing some other music. But can we talk about this new project that you guys have and how it came about?
spoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good little story. Well, you know, it seemed very easy that when Steph and I started dating, it was kind of like, hey, you play music, I play music. This is right. going to be simple. Let's just do it together. Not the case at all. So, you know, it's just like, it's hard enough work to take care of a relationship.
Yeah.
You add like a working creative aspect to that,
right.
and it just grows in difficulty exponentially.
And we come from such different experiences. Like, I was a solo artist living in Nashville, so I wrote, like, through my publisher with hundreds of people.
Right.
And Tim has been in a rock band for 15 years with the same guys writing. And so we just have really different experiences trying to create something. And we're trying to remember that neither one is right and neither one is wrong, that we can learn from each other. But when it's, like, 8 to 15 years instilled in you that this is how you do it,
right.
and somebody's doing it really differently, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. True.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, but we persevered. There was actually one time where I decided I'd given up. I'd said, you know what? This is not going to cost us our marriage. This is not going to, you know, I'm sick of you running in the other room in tears and me just fuming in the other room. It's just not going to happen. And she just kept pushing. She was like, let's try one more time. I know we can do this. Let's try one more time. Let's write this song. And we tried one more time later that night, and 10 minutes later had a song. We just had a
nice.
Really bizarre miscommunication earlier. And so
who got to pick the name? Copper Lily.
Oh, man, we struggled with the name thing for a long time.
They didn't go with the name I wanted.
What did you want?
Skip to my Lou.
I'm so glad you
got it.
No, Stephanie. No,
we
Tim, I'm with you. That is the dumbest name.
Guys,
Skip
thank
to
you,
my
Sheila.
Lou.
That was the manliest name ever written.
That
Whatever.
Is terrible.
Skip to my Boo would have worked.
Oh, man.
Cousin Fred had a name, and it was Skip Skip Hooray, which is pretty awesome.
No! These are terrible! Yes. Do you want
it's
people
fantastic.
To think it's hilarious? Like, these sound like fake band names that are supposed to be comical. You want people
Thank
to take you.
You
seriously as an artist.
Yeah, like Deep Space
Thank
Network.
Matt and I are going to start our own band.
Yeah, you should.
We're going to call it Skip to My Lou. I'm going to change my name.
Gosh.
Change my Lou.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Copper Lily, we're sitting at a restaurant in St. Louis, and I think we were, like, looking for something. Tim finally convinced me to let go of the Skip, because Skipper was new to me, and it's been his last name his whole life, so I was like, we've got to use Skipper! He's like, no, we don't!
No, we don't! You don't remember in kindergarten when Barbie's sister was named Skipper, and I got made fun of mercilessly.
And I said, I actually remember when Barbie's sister's name was Skipper, and it was awesome. Anyway, we decided we wanted something masculine and feminine, and so we were like, well, what about a metal and like a flower, something strong and delicate? So it's
you didn't want to go with Steel Magnolia?
Oh my gosh. Don't listen to it.
The creative board, whatever.
Yeah.
But copper is one of the strongest and yet malleable metals, mm-hmm. and so there's something about being, you know, teachable and yet strong. And then lily, it's seasonal, it's beautiful, it's delicate, you have to care for it. So we both want to be both things. It's
That's
not
cool.
just masculine, feminine. Like, I want to be strong, and Tim wants to be gentle. So,
right.
you know.
Well, back to the drawing board for me and Teo.
I know.
Man, Iron Dandelion ain't going to work out for us, buddy.
Iron Dandelion. We had our own theme song, guys.
Come on!
We had already registered a web domain,
Man.
And now we got to get rid of it.
Got to call GoDaddy and get our $7 back. Gosh! What are we going to do?
Hey, we should play the Copper Lily song now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is Map to Your Heart.
Okay.
By our friends on the phone here, Copper
yeah.
Lily. What was this one? Do you want to give a little background
on the song? Was this
the
fight
song?
Yeah.
No, it came...
They're fighting. This is the fight song. This is the song that they wrote after they fought.
This is a fight song that happened in the midst of the fight because the fight started because I had this melody in my head on a drive home from Columbus one night, and Stephanie had a different melody in her head. And so we got home, and so we were kind of both like, oh, that's so cool. Like, you have a melody, I have a melody. We're songwriting together right now. And, you know, the song that she had was the one that caused probably the biggest fight that we had.
But it's because Tim couldn't understand where the downbeat was.
Okay. I remember this.
Yes.
I remember this. Okay.
And I was like, it's so simple, but he just, like, he wasn't hearing it the same way I was. And so it's just literally a matter of, like, two brains processing a melody completely differently. So the melody is exactly what it was when I wrote it. And I just had the hardest time communicating, like, here's the chord change, here's the... So it blew up, like, I don't understand. And I was like, I don't know why you don't understand. And anyway.
It's music!
It's music!
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
incredible. So the most, to me, the most
if
fascinating.
If this song is like 4/4 and so simple, Tim, we're gonna have to talk.
It's gonna be like me during birthdays trying to guess a member of the Who or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what's
right.
wrong with that guy? He's in a band. The most fascinating thing to me about Copper Lily, the whole process, and I think you can hear it in the songs. It's really a picture of marriage.
Yeah.
Like the whole concept, you know, because even the backstories behind the songs, it's like you guys had to work through so much miscommunication, and then you realize. Oh, wait a second. I was just hearing that wrong.
Yeah.
And the other person's like, I guess I was explaining it incorrectly.
Right.
Which is so many times in every marriage that is exactly what's going on. But then, once you work through it, you get this beautiful thing. And then you guys have songs to represent that. That's pretty cool.
I love that you just explained that better than I could have. Because when we were having the fight and Tim had like given up, and I was pushing like a little kid. I was like, no, one more time. I felt like I kind of had this something impressed in my heart. Like, it will be worth it. The fruit of this will be worth it. But it is going to be like pulling teeth, like the planting and the growing.
Yeah.
So,
cool. Good job. So now we've learned that Steph sucks at explaining things. So anytime that you guys are about to have an argument, Matt, you need to call.
Let
Steph tell you about it. You call Tim because Tim apparently sucks at listening to his wife.
No.
And then you will just be the middleman and explain it well from
Steve-o,
her perspective.
This is why we're not
and
counselors.
Tim will take it in
this is why.
From your perspective. I think you guys just need to get a third.
I think we're all just friends. Don't listen to this guy.
It's foolproof. It'll definitely work.
Tim just wants me to
it'll
move
totally
back.
Work.
He's going to
this whole Abraham, Sarah, Hagar thing. I mean, it worked out well.
Anyway,
okay.
This is Copper Lily. Their song, Map to Your Heart.
We're ready. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on it. I'm looking forward. It's like getting an insight into the heart of your friends.
There it is.
This is good. Map to your heart. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static. Copper Lily. Map to your heart.
A picture of marriage through music.
God bless your little heart, Copper Lily.
Facebook. Be nice to our little heart.
We will. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, the listeners, we can't promise. They get to say whatever they want
because
they're on Facebook and it's like cyberbullying and they don't care.
Yeah,
so,
we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, there's like a giant invisible wall where people are like, hey, I can say whatever I want and there's no repercussions.
Gosh.
This is great.
Yeah.
Okay, the first comment is from our faithful listener, TJ, who says, the downbeat is obvious.
That's funny. We're not even talking about that song.
It was
a different song.
Everybody loves it. Especially Lisa. She loves it. Josh says, it sounds like one of the insurance ads for free credit report songs.
Hey, all right. Yeah, maybe they'll pick it up and pay us.
Nelvin likes it. Casey likes it. I think people are digging it. Joel the Nanny loves it.
Yeah, Joel the Nanny said, so cute, I dig it, smiley face, which I know when Tim started on this project, he really wanted people to think it was cute. So I know that was probably the best comment that you could have received.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about my bells. Like the bell?
The bell?
I played those.
Yeah, in the song. Ooh. I thought they were great.
That was great.
Hey, and I will say this. Our boy Nathan did a great job mixing it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Nathan Thomas.
He used to play bass for Stephanie Smith.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Right, for a long time. Now he plays for Scotty McCreery.
Yep. I like Kayla's comment. She said, dig it. Keep fighting. Wait.
Keep fighting.
Well done,
Hey,
Kayla.
If you guys fight and produce stuff like that, I mean, that's great. So I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, so honestly, some of the best advice you can get in marriage is, hey, look, somebody told us this, and I'm so glad they did. They said, learn to fight well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, first of all, for letting us in on Copper Lily and kind of the creative process behind it, because you don't get to hear those intimate details too often. And so to hear the process and the truth behind it, because when two creative people collide, it can be pretty crazy. And when you are in a marriage covenant relationship, oh, man. And you can't just say, you know what, we're breaking up the band.
Yep.
I love that you talked about that, Tim, the idea that this wasn't so important that it was worth risking your marriage on, and you were ready to kind of give up on it because your marriage is too important, because we don't hear that too often these days. Unfortunately, it's like there's so many quote-unquote do-overs, and marriage is kind of this flippant whatever, let's redefine it any way we want because it doesn't matter, because I can always just go get remarried later. And to hear how important marriage truly is from two people who love Jesus and say, no matter what, we're sticking this out. And so if it's at the cost of having a side, you know, band or this project or that house or whatever the argument may be, nothing is worth risking your marriage over. Mm. And so it was good to hear the way you did fight well and fought through it, because what you've produced is something incredible. So
awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, man.
That was nice to our heart.
Oh, well, all right. I'm a huge fan of Steel Magnolia, so, you know.
I had to bring it back down.
I can't be the guy that people think is nice.
Yeah,
what is wrong with
you? He's got to be the heel in this situation.
It was totally okay until you commented how nice it was, Steph. Come
I've got to be the hero.
Gosh!
Oh, the yelling. Okay, that's...
the yelling. Okay, well, let's get back to another song that we asked you guys to let's do Captivate by Lynx.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I mispronounced this song, or this band, Lynx. I did Lynx for so long, and then somebody corrected me. It's like, you know that's Linux, right?
Yeah.
And I was like the computer system?
L-N-Y-X, Linux.
Yeah, but this is a couple members from the old band Philmont.
Okay.
This is the new project. Scott, the lead singer from Philmont, this is his thing, and his wife is in the band, and one of the guitar players that was in Philmont.
So do you guys know bass. Philmont, the guys from Philmont? Do you know these?
Yeah, I know Scott and his wife fairly decently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just say that one guitar player that's in Philmont, his guitar work on this song is you'll hear.
Amazing. All right. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
This is great.
Brand new song from a band called Lynx. It's Captivate. Tell us whether or not you are. It's Tim Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static. Lynx, Captivate.
I'm captivated.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A couple judges. It's like American Idol superstars going on in here, because we got like a bunch of extra peeps. So
extra peeps.
That's right.
Extra
from
peeps.
From Copper Lily on the phone, we have Tim and Stephanie. And
hi.
You guys were sent this song. What you think?
Okay, I'll say this. I think it wore me out a little bit.
Okay.
But on a positive note, the melody, like afterwards, whether I liked the song or not, it stuck. Like I was going to bed and I was like, I'm still singing that song. So.
Well, so that's good.
There's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
That's true. I, emotionally, let me just say this. Emotionally, no part of me connected with that song whatsoever.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Is it because you're not C-3PO?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with that,
Some form of robotic.
Well, you kind of have some people on Facebook echoing that sentiment. Steven says, this music sounds like every pop song released in 2012 through 2013. Barry. But
no, I
would go further back. I feel like 2009.
Yeah. But then we, on the flip side, we have a few digs. Bill digs it. Thebe says, all I wanted to do today was bury something, and you haven't delivered.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Oh. And,
okay.
Joel the Nanny says, how could you not be captivated with that beat? Dance party.
All right.
Oh.
So it's kind of a mixed bag over
totally
here.
Totally had a mini rave.
All right.
That's
what Arrow
said.
Yeah,
where did you get those glow sticks?
I'm sorry. It just...
That's crazy.
You know.
All of a sudden, the lights went out. It was flashing, and glow sticks were all around me. I didn't know what to do.
Got to get my rave on.
It was nuts. Let's go to the next one. This is a big one.
So this was the last one we sent you guys to help judge. Did it feel weird having to judge a new Johnny Cash song because it's Johnny Cash?
It's posthumous.
Yeah, I was a little weirded out. I was like, is there another artist that's coming out named Johnny Cash? Why would they do that?
This is like the Tupac record where it's like 3 years later and they're like, he's not dead,
he
man.
He ain't dead.
This is like his sixth record since his death. But not with Johnny Cash. The story behind it is he put this together back in the 80s. What year was it?
I think it was like 86.
Okay. And they shelved it.
Yeah, this was when his career had taken a huge dive, and he was totally unpopular. And if you saw the movie Walker Line or whatever, I think it chronicled this period.
Yeah.
But he was like definitely not Johnny Cash as we know him.
Right.
Everybody's like, who cares about Johnny Cash? He's old news. Yeah. So he did a whole record, and it just got shelved. And then his son found it recently, like found the masters up in the attic or whatever, and picked this song as the first single.
Yeah.
No
way. That's such
a
cool story.
Yeah. So this is like old school, you know, taking it back some serious years.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys know, was this an original, did he cover this song, or did Dave and Alan Coe cover this song?
I don't know.
You got me.
Is there another song?
She used to love
that. Yeah, there's a David Allan Coe song that's the exact same song. It's a cover. One of them covered the other one.
Interesting.
Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll find that out.
Cool. In the meantime. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Some Johnny Cash, new, old new. It's almost 30 years old, but it's brand new. Release into the airwaves.
New to the world.
She Used to Love Me a Lot by Johnny Cash. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Your credibility is on the line if you bury this. Static rate.
Well, all right.
All right, y'all.
Thanks, big voice guy.
Yeah.
A lot of translator city thingies that we had to take care of at the top of the hour.
It's a lot of cities in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Joining us on the phone, we have Tim and Stephanie from Copper Lily.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so glad you guys have been here hanging with us.
Yeah.
Been pretty
good. Thanks for having us.
Of course. We've been listening to some brand new jams, some new old jams, like the last one we just heard from Johnny Cash. Any credibility on the line? Anybody not like it?
No, most everybody was like, automatic dig.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Thebe says, Hannah is not a fan of Johnny Cash. DNA tests are pending.
That's Thebe's daughter.
That's his daughter. That's hilarious.
Love it.
That's awesome. So funny.
A listener named Nathan pointed out, it's cool you're playing Johnny because I think Copper Lily has a Johnny and June vibe, especially Color in You.
Woo! Oh,
there you go.
That's our praise.
So
that's...
he's listened to the record.
Oh, yay!
Thanks, friend.
Speaking of the record, where can we send people on online to find more information about you guys?
Best place would be just check our Facebook page, facebook.com/copperlilymusic.
Okay.
So it's out. Or Twitter. You know, same thing.
So. We've got Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, so
there you
we're
go.
Trying to stay on it.
All right. I like it. This sounds good. So, how long have you guys been working on this to finally see the light of day?
Well, we've kind of been working on it off and on for probably about 2 years, but really we started getting serious about it over the summer because that was Stephanie had parted ways with Goatee and House of Heroes, and in July of this summer parted ways with Goatee, and so we were finally independent, and for the both of us, it's been for the past 8 years we've been signed to a record label, which means you know, if you want to do something on your own, you have to go through them and you have to get it approved, and then you don't make any of the money yourself. And so we found ourselves in this new place of just being we can do whatever we want.
Right.
So let's get on it. Let's do it quick. And it took a little longer.
We didn't have
than
a name until this summer. So, yeah. Like, we were dating, and kind of that's when we were like, because we started hanging out because I sang on Foolish Kings for House of Heroes. We were both on Goatee, and it just seemed to make sense. And so I don't think our dating relationship had the foundation we needed to try and do music together. So, once, I mean, most people would say maybe we're a little crazy for starting our first year of marriage. We were married for, like, 5 months, and then we were diving into this little adventure together. But I was talking about it with my friend Shailene yesterday, and she said, I moved to Nashville from Albuquerque, and you were so discouraged about music, and you didn't know if you were going to do it anymore. My manager just passed away. I just left Goatee. Mm. And she said, it's so crazy to, in just my short time living here, have watched this thing come alive. So that was cool to see it with new eyes. Like, we've been dreaming about this for a while, but we put it together in the last 8 months.
That's so awesome. Now, speaking of Shailene.
One half of Poema.
Yeah, we learned a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they were in studio hanging out with us.
That she had maybe stolen something from you, Stephanie. I don't know. Maybe,
something permanent.
Would you like to clear the airway? Because I know she was telling a story about how she was designing a tattoo for you.
Yes.
And then in turn, she rolled her sleeve up and said, booyah, and she had this tattoo on her.
Yeah. I gave her the idea of placement and everything.
That's awesome.
She was like new working at, we work at a music school together and we teach lessons. And so, you know, there's like a cool hang vibe when you don't have a lesson. And so we're sitting in the lobby and I'm getting to know her a little bit. And I said, here's what I want. Like, you have really pretty handwriting. Will you help me draw it out? And I said, here's where I want it. And she goes, she actually said, this was like 7 months ago, she goes, what if I came in with the same tattoo? And I was like, you better not. And so over the Christmas break, she texted me. I hadn't heard from her. You know, she'd been home in Albuquerque and I was traveling. But I get this text, I miss you, and I got a tattoo.
Oh,
and I was like, And so I said, I said, where'd you get it? And she said, well, I hope you're not mad, but and she sent a picture.
There you go.
Amazing.
So I was like, I'm not going to talk about this over a text message. I was like, I said, it looks nice. And that's all I said.
So sweet.
She got back to the school, and Elle, her sister, was actually like, what do you think of Shailene's tattoo? And I was like, I was going to talk to her about it. It looks great, but yeah, it kind of hurt my feelings. That night, Shailene texted me like three like paragraph marathon texts. And I just picked up the phone and I called her and I was like, look, no big deal. It's on me forever. I don't want you to look at it in shame or anything. It's beautiful. But I was like, I think I'm going to go get mine now. So we'll just be Twinkies.
That's totally cool.
Friendship tattoo.
Yeah. Shailene with, you know, the script inscription of Jesus on her. So you guys literally had a come to Jesus meeting.
You did.
I had a good friend that helped me sort through it. She was like, are you mad? Like, if Shailene would have called and said, hey, I really was inspired by this placement, can we go get it together? Do you mind if I get the same spot? Right. I would have been like, no way, let's do it. So it was more of the ask forgiveness, not permission.
Gotcha.
So that's what, if you can sort through like where the issue lies, the issue isn't that she got a tattoo, it's just that it felt a little bit sneaky.
Sneaky. You guys are great communicators.
That's how I learned this. When Steve-O and I went to get tattoos together, we wanted matching tattoos the other day. And then we got there and I go first because I'm like, I'll do it. And then I realized that we're getting little hearts on our lower backs. Yeah. And I was like, wait, this is the wrong kind of friendship tattoo.
The best part is he went first, and then after seeing his, I completely changed my mind. So
now I have this awesome tramp stamp back there on my back. It's got a Bible verse on it. I'm so confused.
Oh, Mateo.
Tim, I'm lost.
Could you imagine? There's no way. All right.
I can't tell you how many times I tried to get Mateo to get a matching tramp stamp with me.
Man.
Tim's got like four tramp stamps.
So before you guys go, I wanted to say, I know, you know, there was, there's been some great conversation this morning, like learning about the process of Copper Lily, how the name came to be. Steph, I'm sorry you never got your Skip band name. I had some really good ideas because, Steph, I know you're a huge DC Talk fan.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
More specifically, I know how much you love Toby Mac. So
yes.
I got some good ideas for you to collaborate with Toby, because if Tim isn't going to provide you that skip thing that you need, Toby Mac, when I think hip-hop, the first person I think is Toby Mac.
There's no one else.
So I've got some good ones.
Tony Mac.
You could get Kirk Franklin involved. You could get Toby. And I've got a few songs for you to cover. One's called Skip Hop Hooray.
Oh, gosh.
The other one is I Put My Hand Up on Your Skip. When I skip, you skip, we skip.
No.
I just feel like there's some traction there.
When did this joke happen? I've been with you the whole time. When did this happen?
In my brain just now. So I just want to just encourage you in your skippiness that it's still possible. It's still possible.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking to rap in this group.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Toby Mac. And the Mac is back. No slack. On the DC track. Jack.
I'm just saying, you can have that. You can have
that. She knows it. She
Skip Hop Hooray? That's good.
That's good.
That's
man.
Good.
That's great. Just a little copyright infringement. Just, yeah. just a tiny bit. Minor copyright infringement.
So you can have that, though. It's yours. You can keep it.
Thank you.
All right.
Before we let you guys go, Tim, I know you had a story about Fred you wanted to share real quick. Let's hear that.
Oh, dude. So yesterday, you know how he struggles to write basic leggings?
Yes.
On some of the boxes
yes,
back at work?
Does.
And he wrote Bacchus Loggins at one point.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote Loggins again the other day, and so somebody just wrote Kenny above it. So one of the visuals comes back and goes, "No way, we have Kenny Loggins t-shirts." She looks through it. And she's like, these are leggings. And we were like, yeah, that's the joke. So anyway, it was me and Fred and Gavin and Rico. And I was like, man, Kenny Loggins, dude. I was like, you guys know Kenny Loggins, right? And they're like, does he sing this? And like, no.
What?
You know his big song. And I go, think Top Gun. And Fred goes, he said something off the wall. And I was like, no. And he goes, oh, you mean Top Gun the movie? And I was like, yes. As if there was anything. So anyway, I go, I said, Danger Zone, man. And he goes, oh, man, I love that song. He's like, we're gonna air a ticket all the way to the danger zone. I'm like, no! Wrong!
I can't wait to meet
like,
Fred
man,
someday.
That's about it. And he said something else. Fred.
Fred.
Good old Fred.
That's how we make it at Forever 21. That's how you make it. Things like that pull you through.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
So there you go. And it's a good lesson for the kids that think that it's all, you know, crazy, whatever, publicists. And once I get a band going, all I got to do is get signed and get a manager. And then I'm going to just live the dream and never have to have a real job for the rest of my life.
It's just not true.
We're just here to crush
true.
Those dreams
it's
and
also,
let you know you're going to work in the stockroom at Forever 21.
You're going to get a job you should have had when you were a teenager. To support your adult life.
Because that's the only job that's going to allow you to go live your dream.
That's
so.
Right.
That's right.
But
it's, you know what? You're probably going to have a lot of those types of jobs.
Yeah.
I had a few of those.
Hope you like Jamba Juice.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be
right.
drinking a lot of it while you're working there part-time.
That's great. But hey, maybe Copper Lily will head out this way sometime soon and we can see you guys.
I hope.
Yeah, well. Sooner the better, man.
Amen. Right. Amen.
There you go.
Well, thank you guys for all your help on New Music Tuesday. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Copper Lily, everyone, if you'd like more information, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Teo, you posted everything, right?
I got it.
Okay, good. I love it. You can find out all the details there. Now, we have two more tracks for New Music Tuesday
we
that
do.
We have to get to.
We've got to.
This next one I'm really excited about. Flatfoot 56, one of my favorites.
Yep.
I love the band. And so this actually another side project. Thinking
yes, it
of
is.
Copper Lily. And
yeah, this is the singer, Tobin. This is his side project. We played a song by 6'10 a few months ago.
Right,
kinda,
Cannonball.
We rocked it for a while and
yeah.
kind of took it out, gave it a little rest. So now we're bringing you a brand new one. This one's called Seeing Light.
All right.
It's from his EP. I think it's the Humble Beginnings EP.
There you go.
But check it out. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. 610, Seeing Light.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday, bleeding on into the 9 o'clock hour.
That's how we do
now. Just a touch.
Because we like to add a lot of good music.
Yeah, we do.
And hopefully you think that's what it is.
Big ol' thanks to Tim and Stephanie for being part of New Music Tuesday from Copper Lily.
Yes. Actually, guys, every Tuesday now, as part of this new year, we're trying to get artists to come in, whether they be in studio or on the phone like that, and give us a little critique. It adds a new dimension to New Music Tuesday, and we hope you guys like it. Give us some feedback on that idea. You can email us at studio@mystaticradio.com.
There you go. What do we got from 610?
Phoebe says, nothing bad can come from this.
Amen.
Joel the Nanny says, are they trying to sound like Native Americans? What? I guess it works, maybe.
Joel the Nanny!
I don't know if that's
what does that
racist.
Mean?
Nelvin says, hey, yo, it's a dig.
There you go.
My boy.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Our final one of the morning. It is a band called Little Hurricane.
Yeah, Little Hurricane. Little Hurricane.
Ah!
Yeah, this is, I guess the singer guy used to be in some band that made waves in the Christian market years and years ago.
Okay.
I can't remember who they are. I couldn't find a lot of information about them.
There you go.
But I will say this. I dig this song.
The song is called Sheep and Wolves Clothes. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. There you go. Little Hurricane.
That was a cool reaction.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Little Hurricane.
Little Hurricane.
Sheep and Wolves Clothes.
Guys, this is what happened. When I put this song in yesterday, I left the E off.
Uh-huh.
So if you're listening over the app and you're like, who is this band? It says Little Hurricane.
To be fair, the E is silent, so.
But I'll tell you right now, Little Hurricane, Little Hurricane, because that's a great song. I'm sorry!
It's okay. It's okay. Don't let it happen again. Steam Awesome Morning Party, Steve O, Mateo.
Hey,
tell
hey.
Us what you think about the new music. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I'm trying to see if we got any reactions. I know my boy Nathan Thomas is listening from Nashville.
Word.
Bass player of Scotty McCreery. And he likes Little Hurricane.
Yeah.
And I miss him.
He kind of had like a Frey-sounding vocal thing.
Yeah, kind of.
You want to take a phone call?
We got some digs on the interwebs. Yeah, let's take a phone call.
Static.
Hey, it was good. I liked it. Dig it. And I have a question, guys. That Johnny Cash song, and I know I'm catching up, that you guys play from time to time that's so mantra-like, and it's so good. What is it? Is it available, and what's the name of it?
Okay. Well, can you give us a little more? Because we play a good chunk of Johnny Cash.
We play
well, it's like, tonight we're da-da-da, da-da. I don't know. I don't know.
That
it's
song
just
is
so
called
good.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm willing to bet you're talking that down to like the melody to
I
Hurt.
I will make you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Song is called Hurt. That was, I believe, off American Volume 4. 3 or 4, I can't remember. That
American was... Volume 3 or 4, and it's called Hurt.
Yeah, it's called
you
Hurt.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for the call. All right.
Bye.
Originally done by a little artist called Nine Inch Nails that we play on this station.
Yes, we do.
To the chagrin of some, but whatevs.
If you're tuning in now, this is a... And you've never tuned in before. Maybe you're a Copper Lily fan or you're a fan of Tim and Stephanie.
Are you talking specifically to Nathan right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hey, Nathan. I miss you. I miss you, buddy. Now, but this station's a little different. We don't only play Christian music. We play songs that we feel like, whether you're a believer or maybe if you're not, we feel like these songs, you can think about them and they will point you in the direction of the Lord.
Well, and to be fair, that term Christian music just kind of gives us the blah, anyways,
yeah.
Because what makes a song Christian? Is it because it says Jesus 7 times, or is it because the artists themselves are Christians, or is it because God can be used in that? Because you look to the book of Acts, chapter 17, where Paul is using a pagan poet to point to Jesus Christ. He's at the Areopagus, and he's saying, in him we live, move, and have our being, as some of your pagan poets have said, because that was Epimenides, a pagan, writing about Zeus.
Weird.
And he was able to point to Jesus Christ with it. So would that make those lyrics then Christian because Paul used it? And now guess what? It's in God's word.
Yeah.
And so what makes it Christian?
We just want you guys to think. If you're a believer out there, don't just take something because it says Christian and call it good.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Think about it. Especially if it's art. Yeah. And that comes down to, this is mainly art that we're talking about.
Truth.
You know, because when it's art, it's totally subjective.
Yeah.
And when you put Christian on the front of something, more often than not, that's just a selling point.
And unfortunately, it's become a label of mediocrity because it means, well, people aren't trying so hard because it's just another genre of music at this point. So
yeah.
That's why Static Radio is here. We've been doing this for a couple years now, and we're pretty proud of
what we're doing. Now. Oh, now listen. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to tell you right now, that Waverly Band, all them songs were saved. Saved!
Gosh. On the way, we got some Jimmy Eat World, speaking of good music.
Mm.
But I'm loving this band, not Motley Crue. I am loving Motley Crue, but I'm talking about Cardboard Kids. We actually added them last week from New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, this was a recommendation from Poema.
Yeah, so if there's ever a band, an artist, a song you want to hear because you say, hey, this song speaks to me, I love it, give us your suggestions. studio@mystaticradio.com. That is our email address. We get that week in and week out. By suggestion from the Poema girls, Cardboard Kids. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone.
It is a happy day.
Yeah, it is. We're having a good time.
I'm loving it.
Are you loving it?
I am.
Love this.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
It's happening already.
Is it? I just got to roll it and pull it up.
It's just going, man.
Here's the deal. Birthdays today. We celebrate birthdays every day at 6:45 a.m.
Yep.
If you want to get a birthday shout in for a loved one or somebody rad, all you got to do, hit us up. Tell us whose birthday it is. We'll celebrate it. Like our dear friend Billy Ocean,
woo!
Regular contributor to the morning show, calls in
that
randomly.
Coming down the road.
No, he doesn't. He
Who's
really doesn't.
Billy Ocean, yeah. he sang the song during a time when there weren't quite so many creepers out there. Or at least we didn't know about them. We didn't have the luxury of the internet to tell us just how many creepers there
this
were.
This is true.
But you know.
Oh, man. Today is his birthday and we celebrate it. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you as well. It's been a good show today, man.
Get out of my face.
Boom.
Get into my car. Get out of my dreams.
Get in the backseat, baby.
See, back in the 80s, that wasn't creepy. Or the 90s. But now, if somebody's telling you to get in the backseat of their car, you need to run.
You run.
You
don't. Fast.
You run, but you sing this song while you're running. But yeah. You run.
Yeah, run.
It's just a good
the
idea.
Other way. We're just trying to help you. We are on the education
it's
band.
It's a public service.
We are a non-commercial, listener-supported radio station.
Yeah.
So we are doing a public service, letting you know.
Yeah.
There are plenty of creepers still left.
They're out here.
So do not get in the backseat of Billy Ocean's car.
Don't do it.
I don't care how beautiful his voice sounds.
That's right.
You run.
He's a crooner.
The other way.
You're gonna get. You're gonna have mixed feelings. There's gonna be some conflict there.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this song has a fantastic key change in the bridge. But you don't trust it. You don't trust it because of the key change. You run the other way.
Wow.
It's true.
I'm really glad to be back to work, man.
I'm glad you're here.
I missed the day. Sorry.
He did.
Here I am. Thanks to everybody who's been praying for my son. If you're just joining us, you had no idea. Spent Friday to Monday in the hospital with our one-year-old, who just really high fevers. And when I say high fevers, it's not like it's 102.
No.
Oh, no. His fever hit 106, and so we...
That's dangerous.
Yes, it is.
For anybody, especially for a little baby.
His little bitty body was fighting something. So thanks to all the prayers, he's home now. He's on antibiotics. I was talking to Mitch, our midday host, about it and telling her that it's tough because you're thankful that he's okay and it's been a solid answer to prayer. And I saw the amazing Christian community here, like, and all over the nation.
Yeah, that
coming
was
together
awesome.
And praying for my son. And it was great to see God answer those prayers. But it's also one of those, man, we have no idea what it was.
Yep.
He was fighting something, his blood, there was like bacteria in his blood and We have no idea really what it was. But it's like, hey, but he's okay. And it's completely clear. And that's all gone.
It's kind of like in a song when it's just moseying on along, and then all of a sudden, things are, you know, you're kind of used to it. You're like, man, I wish something would change. And then all of a sudden, it just sneaks up on you, and...
Now we're rocking!
Changing it all up! You don't know why it happened!
It's great! It's
you don't
miracle.
Know what it was!
Yeah.
Wait, did you just equate my son being in the hospital
man, that's not
to
what
Billy
happened.
Ocean's
no,
keychain?
What are you talking about? It's his birthday.
Because that's a very serious thing that we don't joke about.
We don't joke.
Gosh, we're Christians. We're not allowed to have fun and joke about things.
Why would we ever do that?
I don't know. That's what I was told growing up in youth group in the Baptist church I went to.
Weird.
I know. Boom! Dance party! That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. We're out of show.
Yeah.
It's time for us to go. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can always podcast it at mystaticradio.com. That's right. All the good parts. None of the music. All of the talk.
Oh, man.
Your favorite parts. You know it.
Yeah.
Teo, what did you learn today?
I learned a lot. And I'll tell you what. We're just joking about Brody, but super, that was awesome, not only for you to see, but even for me and Dawn to see how people around the country were praying for
Brody. Immediately responded,
It was really, really cool.
Yeah,
in
incredible.
All seriousness, that was one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time.
It was a very scary place to be as a parent. I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. This is our first hospital visit, other than births. So... it was new territory. It was definitely terrifying, but God is faithful, man, and saw us through it. My wife spent her birthday weekend in the hospital taking care of our little baby, and she's an incredible woman of God.
She is.
I love her dearly, and really the definition of a Proverbs 31 lady. Dudes, if you're out there and you're searching and you're like, I need a girl, I'm telling you, Proverbs 31, go check it out, because God puts down a great definition of the woman that we should be desiring. Not what freaking television or not what anybody else is telling you or showing you through amazing beer commercials or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or Facebook quizzes.
There you go. I'm telling you, you want a good definition? Go to Proverbs chapter 31, check it out there. And man,
God's
so good.
I learned through that too, that when those situations happen, everything else that we so often get like boggled in our minds about, or we worry about, or we argue about, disappears.
Yeah, truly.
Because then the real important stuff comes up.
Absolutely.
And you're on your knees praying for your friend, or you're praying for the situation, for yourself and for your kid. You know, and that's when the real stuff comes to light. What I learned today.
Yeah.
Is that we have some fantastic friends in a band called Copper Lily.
That's right.
And they are great at critiquing music.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun today.
I also learned that our listeners are faithful. And they are great.
They are pretty hilarious.
And we love you guys. We hope that you'll tell your friends about this station, because we want more friends.
MyStaticRadio.com is our website. You can also share us on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can stream us there. You can check it out. We already got a great Culture Shock suggestion this morning.
Yeah, we
did. If you would love to help share new music, if you know of a local band in your area that needs some airplay, we'll play it on Static. Granted, it's got to go through the ringer of New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, we have a gamut, if you will, and it's called Our Listeners.
Yeah. So there you go.
They're the best. Thank you, guys.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can send us an email, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. We'll see you guys again mañana.
Woohoo!
Wednesday, coming up.
It's coming up.
I know.
Comics
Corner. Middays with Mitch is up next. And, of course, Team Awesome Morning Party, keep up with us every single weekday. 6 to 10 right here on Static Radio. We'll see you guys again mañana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.